So the sugya is chametz lukshin. All right. So it's on daf mem gimel aleph. All right. So it's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is two types of chametz. One is chametz that gomer adet haruvus. And then you have the chametz nakshah. The chametz nakshah. What is one of those things that the...
Kemodomnus?
What?
Kemodomnus?
Tradesmen. Okay. So, Mishnah is Ariel Bazar. So the Gemara is Manton of the Chametz Gomer, the Chametz Gomer Gomer Adet Haruvus, the Nukshe of the Eni Barav, Amravida Marav of Meir. Okay, so in other words, so Gemara's question is, apparently Gemara's question is that where do you see that the Taruvus is Barav, Taruvus Chametz Barav, and Nukshe of the Eni Barav. So Tani Gemara held that this is different than the Shorei Suin. Yes, if Taruvus over here would not be Barav. Okay? So the Gemara says, but who's the Mandama that holds it? Is Barav, Nuksha, and Taruvus? Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir. The Sangha. Sior Yisori. The Nos no Lakalva. The Ochlo Barpoint. Alright, those three statements there require a lot of analysis. But Rashi directs us to the Mishnah. In order to understand these three statements, you have to see it. It's alright, one statement, those two are called us two, both are about one is two. So Rashi says, and I will take Rashi. Not time to Masis, and just the Chomets Logan, but the Bench, and Sarah, the Minach, Aino Bench, and Yimboach. That's not the end. Nami, or Chomitz Nuksha Ra. So Rashi is Nuksha is Ra. Chinusa Ra. The Isa Be'ene, but it is Be'ene. Muzhan al Chilasa Bala. Yeah. There's just one more Rashi I want to cite it. That he has Chomitz Nuksha, and that's on the Bava Malach. Just for that one, he says, where's the Rashi? Chomitz Nuksha, Chomar Ra. Okay, so it's Chomitz or Ra. That's the definition of Chomitz. Which is, and what is it? Any Roy Lachim. Tani Baz Tor, Dobra Le Bula. Okay, so he says that the Tana, that Mishnah is Rav Meir. And Rav Meir's Shita is by Sior. That which is called Sior, which is Shimon Chametz called Sarko. So Rashi cites the Mishnah later. Sior, Pligin Masnis, Rav Meir, Kali, Lasira, Shishit, Ponov, Ezel, Tchilas, Mutzo, Rav Yilav, Asir, Shishkoli, Sori, Parasla, and Taki, kind of go. So that's the Mishnah Manchas in the base. So I just take a look quickly at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that Sio Yisori are all four puppets. All right. So apparently, it's Yisori. Why? Because it's also by Noah. It's also by Noah. Rashi says over here, also by Noah. Sio Yisori also by Noah. Okay. So there's an Yisori and Noah Sio. And but nevertheless, if you eat Sio, you're not open to Sachila. Siduk Yisori. Va'ochlo Chayef Karas. But if it's Siduk, so then it's Yochanis. So you have two stages. You have Sior, and then you have Siduk. So the Gemara says, Ezel Sior, the Kanef HaGomim. Siduk, Shemsavus Lachim Zevazet, the Rav Yehuda. The Chacham Momim, and this Chacham is Ramer. Zev is a ha'ofa chayef karas. That these two are going to be chayef to busy. These real chomets go. Zev siyor kosher shifu ponim. Kadam shem asar. Kadam shem asar also. So it's a pre-stage where just the face of it is white of the dough. Okay. Now the Gemara says tana rabban. Zev siyor kosher shifu ponim. Kadam shem asar also. Sigul Kitanus Hagavim, the Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir, who is really the Chachamim in the Mishnah. Okay, it's a little complicated, but Rav Meir was the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim Amr Meir, Zeo Sior, this Chacham over here, Rav Yehuda. Zeo Sior, it's Kitanus Hagavim. Sigul Chimisavu Stokum Zebazet. And then the Brisa says, the Zeva Zeha also five cups. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda here that the five cups are both. because this is the Chumash of Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda and Mishnah. So the Maharas, but not non serious, sorry, if Alpha Potter, the Rabbi Yehuda. So in our Mishnah, you see that if he ate the Karnach Agav Mibi Potter, so the Gemara says, Emel the Rebbe Meir, Zevazel Chachayv Karas. According to Rebbe Meir, it's like the Mishnah says, that if you eat the seer, which is really the Warat, the Karnach Hagav, according to Rebbe Meir, so you're not Chachayv Karas. It's Potter, Ofer Potter. But it's also Banor. So that's the complications. But basically, in other words, according to the Mishnah, you have two stages. There's Sior, and then there's Chometz Gomer. Okay, what is Sior? So Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. A male Sior is, a pre-stage. And the moment you have Karnach Hagavim, so then it's Chometz Gomer. And Rav Yehuda simply holds one step higher. When you have Karnach Hagavim, so then it's Sior. When you have Misavis Rav Yehuda, so then it's Chometz Gomer. Okay, that's just, that's the Mishnah. And Chesiv Upanav is not the Chesiv Upanav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, my time with the Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's reason? Why does Rav Meir maintain that Karnach Hagavim is Chometz Gomer? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, why? Because the Meir holds Eloch or Kosetik or Sedik Mamala, Sheila Kama Stak Mamala. The Meir says that he agrees with the basic definition of Misav Stak and Zebazet. But he says Misav Stak and Zebazet doesn't have to be on the face that it's nicker than it's in Misav Stak and Zebazet. It doesn't have to be nicker. As long as Misav Stak and Zebazet, that's when it's going. So therefore he has to say Seer is what? Seer is one stage earlier, which is a Sifu Pan. Okay, but the only thing interesting about the Gemara is that why did the Gemara ask on Rav Meir? Why, my time at Rav Meir, I mean, my time at Rav Yehuda also. I mean, why is it one single out of Rav Meir as being the problem case? Okay, yeah. So the only thing we said over here is that we're not going into the machlekes really over here, into the definition of machlekes. We're just going through the sugya as far as we need it for that one. Well, that's a separate area. But so we're just extrapolating from the sugya. It's not separate. But this month we just want to explain why does the Gemara isolate Rav Meir and say he's the problem text? So what we said is that apparently the Gemara held that in the chametz there's two stages. There's ascholos chimutz and there's self chimutz. Okay, Ascholos Chimutz and Sof Chimutz. So the Gemara said that it's Mistava really, like Rav Yehuda. If we know that there's Ascholos Chimutz and Gemara Chimutz, so which position makes sense? I mean, Rav Yehuda's position. Because the Ascholos Chimutz is the Karnach Hagavim, you can see his beginning. And then the Gemara is Mistava Stokum Zebozeh. So if you're looking for Aschol and Gemara, it would seem that Rav Yehuda's understanding is correct. So the Gemara asks, why did Rav Meir go away from the plain concept of Haschol and Gemara and Chimutz and make recourse to Chometz Nuksha as being Seor? Chometz Nuksha, I mean, you're going into a qualitatively differentiated concept. Because Snooksha is a royal Lapila, and he's the one that his position requires an explanation. Why does he go away from the basic, simple formula that there's Aschol and Gemara? So the Gemara says he went away from that formula for a good reason. Why? because he said there's no such thing. As soon as you have Sedokim, so you have to sit in the Sava Zebozer. So therefore you must say that Sior, apparently that concept was in the Sora, that there's Asfalos Fimuts and Gemarachimuts, so you must say that Sior is Nuksha, which is a qualitatively differentiated Asfalos. In other words, the Asfala and the Gemara, but you there's a quantitative one. It's first you have Sedokim, and then you have Sedokim and Sava Zebozer, which is the normal, which seems to be the normal concept by Chilutz. But according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Meir, you have a different kind of Asfala and Gemara, qualitatively differentiated. What coerced Rav Meir to do that? The answer is because he holds that there's no such thing as following the mind. Because he holds it, as soon as you have stuck in the Milo, so you have stuck in the Mata, so Sabra Zebra Zeb. Okay? So therefore, he holds, on the contrary, what do you need Nicker for? You don't need Nicker. What's the idea of Nicker? That's really a problem in that city. What's the concept of Nicker? But we're not going to go into it because it seems to be the last position is. Once the Gemara gets the answer, man, this is the better position. Because what do you have to have? Why does that be nicker? Why does that, who cares if it's nicker or not? As long as you know it's the stuff is that a process in the Issa. You have a process of feelings. So that's it. Okay?
The altar is not a process.
What's that?
No, it's a qualitative one.
So let's go back to the one I'm giving it off, okay? So now with that background, so now we're ready for the sugya here. Okay? So the sugya says like this. So now we come to the question over here, and give them a moment. Who is the Mori Dishmaitse that maintains, the time that maintains the what? That Chometz Dogim Gomer, because that's the essence of the Mishnah. Chometz Dogim Gomer, the Tarus is Balav. And Luksh is Balav too. Both of them are Balav. Both of them are Balav. Okay. So the Gemara says, it's Reb Meir. It's Reb Meir. It's the same Reb Meir that you have over there that maintains that Nuksha is sealed. What's the shaykh? It's one thing to the other. I mean, on the surface, there's no connection whatsoever. What's it until he holds the old Nuksha seal? Yeah. But there is one immediate connection you can see, and that is that according to Rav Yehuda, Nuksha certainly can't be in here, because Nuksha is nothing, it's not even a scholar's convince. So it's got to be Rav Meir, it's going to be something that has to be there. But where do you see Rav Meir holds Nuksha Balav? Okay, that's the next step. Alright? So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, because we have the Bryson. And the Bryson makes three statements. It says, see your Yisarev. That's number one. That's also Banoah. Then it says, Venosno Lakalbo, statement two. Then it says, Veoklo Barbon. Okay, then we go Bryce. So the Gemara analyzes the Bryce. Hod Gufakash. Amit, see, are you sorry? Right? You're saying that it's also Banoah. I'm also Banoah. Vehod Otani, Venosno Lakalbo. Now, then you say that what? It's Mutabano. I'm a Mutabano. Okay, so he wants to hold the see, are you sorry? We have to work out this Breslin. See, are you sorry if the Rav Meir, the Rav Meir, the Rav Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda? And when we say, see, are you sorry, that's Asabano and that framework. So there you have each one's respective position. Okay, Rav Meir has his CR, his Nuksha, and his Asfalas fan is the kind of Hagavim. And Rav Yehuda has his kind of a government is more stuck in Rav Zebos. Okay, so in that respect, each one follows his own path. Okay, but the Nosno, the Kalbo, if they Kalbo, we're saying it's Mutubano, that's the Rav Meir, the Rav Yehuda. Okay, that's the Seor of Rav Meir, which is Nuksha, according to Rav Yehuda. What does he hold about that Seor? He holds it's completely Mutubano. Okay, completely with the Bana. And now the third statement, that if you have malchus, if you eat it, asan the Rav Meir. So that's going back on the nuksha of Rav Meir. Okay? And made it a lot. Because we just wanted to put some kind of an order with the advice. I mean, it sounds like it's, you know what I mean? It's just like a
jumbo.
Yeah. So the thing is, well, he says like this, that the Brisa is being mafarish mission. But what does the Brisa want to be mafarish? It's trying to be mafarish the disparity between the position of Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. It wants to show in what way they're alike and in what way they're differentiated. So it starts off in how they're alike. It says, Siyar Yisar. In one respect, they agree. There's two stages. There's a stage of Siyar, and then there's a stage of Chometz Gomer. Okay? And each one has his own respective Siyar. Whether you start with Nukshah and you conclude with the kind of Chagavim, or start kind of Chagavim, conclude with that's the Brisa showing you in which respect they're equal. But then it shows you that they're very, very far apart. Because now, let's take a look at what Rav Yehuda thinks of Nukshah. Okay? That, what does everybody think of Nukshah? So he holds it's completely mutter. Completely mutter. Okay? As a matter of fact, as Rashi says, matzah. It's 100% good. Okay? It's matzah. He's going to say. And, according to Rav Meir, this Nukshah is really, it's 5 months. It's 5 months. So the Brisa is showing you that it's not following the ordinary pattern that you would think. Yeah, that was much more. You have to say kind of thought was rather similar. Why? Because according to Rav Meir, five cars. So, yeah. So in other words, insofar as the Shein Siur and the Haskalah scheme, what's in the Gemara, that they both agree. But insofar as how each one defines the Haskalah Shemitz and the Gemara is that they're very far apart. Okay? So with regard to Rav Meir, for instance, Rav Meir holds that the Haskalah Shemitz, is all for Potter. I'm sorry, Rav Meir says, Rav Yehuda holds, he has CR and Ochlo Potter, so his CR is really what? His CR, which is kind of Chagovim, is really Potter, Ochlo's Potter. It's also by Noah, but Ochlo's Potter, right? And Chorus comes in by Nisavas Douglas Abdel. But Rav Meir doesn't follow the same pattern. Because he holds Nukshah, he doesn't hold this Nukshah is Pata. He holds his CR is going to be Balav. So he has Balav, and the moment you have kind of a government, which is from his government, he has cars. Okay? So it's not identical, respectively. And the Bryce explains, while the Bryce explained that, the Bryce says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you should know that the Nukshah, according to him, is absolutely zero. So you have so you wind up with a big disparity between the two positions. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Rav Meir holds as Nukshah is a zero. And according to Rav Meir, his Sior is Balav as opposed to Rav Yehuda, whose Sior is not even Balav, but Ochlo's Potter. Okay? So that's what the Brisa is showing. It's not simply a matter of two respective positions that are parallel, but they're starting on different planes. You know what I mean? That's la'alacha, the difference will be in Nukshah. That's the difference, expresses of the Nukshah. According to one position of Yehuda, Nukshah is Matzah, and according to Rav Meir, it's Balav. Okay? That's what the Brisa is trying to explain. It's not simply an ordinary muscle. That's basically where the Brisa is coming from. So the definition of Nukshah is Eina Roi Lachia. That's the definition. So the ones that the tradesmen use, it's called Nukshah because it's Eina Roi Lachia. And Rashi equates that later with the Nukshah that as long as chametz kol tzarko, which is a sifu panov, is also in a roi lachim. So that's the definition, in a roi lachim. Okay. So now, siyor, Rashi, siyor, shalonis chametz kol tzarko, the kol tzarko. Siyor pleaded masnis, Rav Meir kori siyor eshech sifu panov. Zel tchilas chimutza. So you see, Rashi operates with that definition of tchilas chimutz and sof chimutz. So that concept, you see, was everybody agreed. Well, Rav Yehuda, the siyor, the hischer, we saw the kvar sdokin dakin, kekan echagov, echad lekan, the echad lekan. Avol shech sifu panov, Rav Yehuda, matzei. All right? Well, Rav Meir, kan echagov, and chometz gomor, vahocha hochikon. Siyor yisore. Why is Siyor Yisarev the Asa Bahanor? Okay? That Siyor, that they're both parallel. Siyor Rav Meir, Siyor Panav Yisarev, Rav Meir, the Siyor Rav Yehuda Yisarev, Rav Yehuda. Because that they each have their own respective definition. They're equal. The Seifa, the Tani Venos Nothne Kalbo, where it says it's Mutabahanor, Alid Rav Yehuda Konale. Now it's trying to differentiate and show you the disparity that results from these two positions when it comes to Nuksha. And it's saying like this, that Alim Yudakama, Vasiya the Rav Meir card. So it's telling you that Rav Yehuda looks at Nuksha and holds it's Hetagamah. I'm sorry, no, yeah, it's Mutabahanor. It's Mutabahanor, it's Hetagamah. It's even Mana. Okay? And then it goes reverses back to Rav Yehuda, Vahokhla Barboim, what's his position on Nuksha? I saw on the Rav Meir. I'm sorry, Rav Yehuda, give me some. It now goes back to Rav Meir. It went to Rav Yehuda. What is his position on Nuksha? His position on Nuksha is it's Heta Gomor. And now it goes back to Rav Meir, and his position on Nuksha is that it's a it's Balaf. Okay. Ochlo Baba Masala Meklem Rav Meir Ochlo Lasir Zeh. So Rav Yehuda Mati Banoah. It's showing you this the disparity. Yehuda's Mati this Banoah. He holds Sofik Esabayim. Okay. That's the interpretation of Rashi. So Rashi says, Amo, we see from this, Ramin Le Rav Meir, we see that Rav Meir, the Islei Choda Mehani type in Masnis. He has one of the two at least. Why? The Koma, Nuksha Be'ini Balav. So at least he has one of the two. That Nuksha Be'ini is Balav. Kigon Seal. The Nuksha, the Einu Roy Lachila, Ho Vichmas Tzatz, Velo Goma. Okay? So Rashi says, so that's why that's the case of the Nuksha in the Mishnah, according to Rav Meir. He says, Ulahachmitz, Isos Acheros Kisor Nami Lochas. And so it doesn't come under, you might think comes under the Chiyuv of Saor. He says, no, it's not Saor. He doesn't know it's also because of that. He says, So it only can come under another law. Ukoma Balaf. And he holds that it's Balaf. It's not Sa'or, so what is it? It's Nuksha. So you see he has, in other words, so you see he's the one that has the concept of Nuksha, which is not Sa'or, and it's not Chometz, but it's something new. It doesn't come under the Yisra Sa'or, it doesn't come under the Yisra Chometz. It's a new Yisra. It comes under the Yisra of Nuksha. Where is the Yisra of Nuksha? So you see the way the Gemara looks at it, Nuksha is a new barrier. It's a new barrier. It's not Chometz. It's not Sa'or. What is it? It's a new barrier. So who's the one that has this new barrier? That's Rav Meir. So he says, he's saying Ukana Balav, and then Rashi says, but Kol Shekin Chometz Gomor are their terrors, and certainly Chometz Gomor are their terrors is certainly Balav. Okay. The Kesav Rav Yehuda Aydei Tarubis Chama Minuksha. Because he holds that Aydei Tarubis is even worse than Nuksha Ben. The high love the Nuksha, where do we know the love of Nuksha? Nachle mi kol machmetzis losofel. Kol ribuya. Kol machmetzis. Rashi Bezalishin, Rashi Bezalishin. Kol ribuya. Kibla kama. Okay, there's a significance for that. Why Rashi has to tell you it's kol ribuya. Because it's really the moral prayer. Okay. So that's basically the Gemara. Okay, all right? That's the Gemara. Yeah, okay. All right. Now, there's just one thing I just want to mention. A little piece of Gemara further. Right, right over further. This is just to get one more area of the facts. He doesn't have to rule us all together. The Shamila Rabbi Yezda Machomets Dogan Gomor de Tarus Balav. Rav Nachman says he holds that the Tarus is Balav. The Kol Shkeinu Shabene. Okay. Yep. Rav Nachman Tamalak Rabbi Yezda Amalach. Yilma Akamak Gomor Rav Meir Hossam Alamuk Shabene. Machomets Dogan Gomor de Tarus Low. So the Gemara has, and then the Gemara goes. But the Gemara basically has machlokes, which seems to violate the general principle of svaras hafuchos. Because according to the way we learned the Gemara before, now according to Rabbi Yehuda, it comes out that if you have nuksha, sakava chomi, you have what? You have terubis. And Rav Nachman says precisely the opposite. That if you have terubis, kol shkein you have nuksha. I mean, that's what's supposed to be. He holds, Tarubis is much worse. And that was exactly the opposite. And not that it's equal, but that if you have Tarubis, that Nuksh is worse. I mean, so that's something that certainly has to be explained. Okay. All right. That's basically the same. Yeah. So the first problem you have here is why is Tarubis Chomet different than any other case of once it's a Nisav, a Chalas Asuras, which you follow the general principles of Tarubis, why should it be different? Okay, that's the first question. All right, that's another question. Another question you have here is that you have a strange phenomenon. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, his seor is kind of chagot, and he holds that tzisorit. So he holds that what it's also banon. But insofar as achil is concerned, apparently holds that it's alchol pater. So that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because the isra hanor should be an extension of the isra achil. Yeah. So if the Yisra Noah is an extension, Yisra Chilas, I can say, oh, well, Pater says no Yisra Chilas. But nevertheless, it's an Yisra Noah. Okay? That's problem two. And the third problem is, what is the idea of a Kal V'Chomer altogether? What do you mean a Kal V'Chomer? I mean, let's just take Rav Yehuda. So Rav Meir's okay, he derives Nukcha from called Kol Machnas. Okay? So that's fine. But where do you come to Gemara Tarubis? I mean, where do you find such kind of a limit like that? I mean, the Tarubis Marva Nuksha, it's a separate min between Asma. And you're comparing some like Svaras Midaita. I mean, oh, she asked this and asked that too. I mean, that's not the, that's Gemara Gomer and Ishmaitza. I mean, it's like a person that doesn't know how to learn, you know, comes and says, Tara asa this, or Kal V'Chomer asa that. I mean, Tara and asa. Tara only asa the Nuksha. What do you mean, Tarubis? You feel like the room should be worse? I mean, so that itself is something that requires an explanation. And of course, then you have the fourth question of the Svaras Hafuchos. And Rav Yehuda holds the Nuksha and Kal V'Chomer Tarubis. And Rav Nachman holds exactly the reverse. Exactly the reverse. Okay? But of course, more basic is to understand the question three. I mean, where do you see such an idea that you could call the homo like that? What do you mean, call the homo? He holds Balav. I don't know Balav. He probably holds the five mamas. It's a difficult piece of Gemara. So what we wanted to say is like this. The Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Aleph Halacha Chav. And if I don't know the chloris, our Ella, our Chilas, Atzmos of Chomets. Our view of Chomets, we're going to put the Chabavim, Shef Hamadi, for a Domolem, the Koran Shehechmets, the Ur Bohem, and then the Koran Sasha Chomets, the Ur Bohem, and Ochlon, but Fesa, is Loken, the Ein Bokar, Shinem HaKamach Metzlos of Ella. Okay? And then just goes on to explain that if he has, because I asked him some things to their field, show us Bates, Uchala, Aval, and if it's less, I'll teach you also a lot from Mochal and the local, a Marcus, a Marcus, Marcus. Okay? So, at any rate,
you'll see. Office.
What? You'll
see
Marcus is Rabban, online, like Harvard? No, he says, no, he's not, he's not, he's not, he's not, but so you see clearly that the that over here doesn't follow the general method of Teruvah's Chomets. I'm sorry, Teruvah's Sis doesn't follow the general method of Teruvah's Chomets. Okay,
right.
All right. Okay. So what we want to say is like this: that the Isser of Chomets is not an Isser of Macholas Sis. Okay. Well, as you see, interesting, the Rambam in the beginning, the Rambam in the beginning where he breaks down the, his 14 Zidal Svar. So, the Rambam says, when it comes to the Macholas HaSurus, it's under Sefer Kedusha. It's under Sefer Kedusha. So he says over there, he says, yeah, we found it, right?
Sefer Chamishi.
Yeah. Echlo bo mitzvah shol bios asuros and mitzvah shol machol asuros. Lefi shebeshkinam wa'elu kitshanu ha'makom v'gulam yod v'kachovim v'arayis of machol asuros. D'shneim nem ha'vaag l'eschem min ha'amim ha'shevdal v'eschem min ha'amim. Karasi shein sefer zeh ha'sefer Chamishi. But the ones that in Sefer Shlishi, Echlo bo kohen mitzvah shehem bezmanim yitu, gan Shabbos u'moedos. The Karasi shehem sefer zeh, sefer zman. So you think, where should Chametz be? Lacholos Asuras. You see, the Rambam has Chametz, all the Chametz and Matzah is in Zman. And an interesting thing too, that it's still Chametz and Matzah, right? Okay, so if you take a look at the mitzvahs he has over there, Hashalol lachal chametz b'yom habasa 1, Lash b'sor b'yom habasa 2, Shalol lachal chametz kol shiva 3, Shalol lachal teruz chametz kol shiva 4, Shalol yirah chametz kol shiva 5, Shalol yimotzei chametz kol shiva is 6, and lechol matzah b'yom habasa is good, 7, but 8, l'saper b'yitzis mitzrayim b'asa 11. It's a separate mitzvah completely. It's not perfect, it's concerned about it's all that. It doesn't mean it won't. That should have been a separate thing. You can't just put it in English, you have to actually go. So really, you should have had a separate section. It's a mitzvah achas. It's not perfect, it's concerned about it's all that. Right? Emotion? That's all that, yeah. Okay. So that's the that's really another interesting thing in the Rambam, that he puts chametz and matzah, but you have the seven of them that have to do with chametz and matzah, but the eighth one really is totally different. Sapper b'sis chayim, it's a separate thing. Zachar shayom is there. Okay,
but by the Rambam holds like Ramban that's a kiyum, that the seep was a kiyum in the.
That's a sharp one. But it's a key, that's a sharp one. And I really don't suggest that maybe Ram will let him back. That the Sipa is a key in the Achilas Matzah. That's a sharp answer. But anyways, without making that assumption, without making that assumption, it's certainly on the surface. You see the symbol. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, okay. But the major question also, it's in Zman. Okay. So what we want to say is like this: that there's a difference if it's in Sefer Kedusha or if it's in Zman. What's the difference in Sefer Kedusha? There's a halacha of being mufrash from certain chetzot, certain entities, Zarayas or Achila. The chetzah is banned. from Klal Yisrael. Okay, the Chefetz is Nesa. It's a Dovra Nesa. Macholes Asubas. It's a Dovra Nesa. So once you have the Dovra Nesa, what happens to the Dovra Nesa when it's the Sareb or all the different
ramifications
and situations of the Issa? That's a whole separate system. But over here, with regard to chometz, the iser chometz, it's true there's a dovar anessa, but it's not a dovar anessa machmas atzma. It's because of the fact that achilas chometz, the chaga matzos, is a tarpi desasri to the whole chaga matzos, to the whole yitzir mitzrayim. So it's the maisa achilas ha'odon shel chometz, which is a tarpi the sasri, which is koveya, the chefza. So the chefza becomes kavua, not machmas atzmo, but it becomes kavua machmas achilas ha'odo. So the source and the essence of the iser lies in the fact that the maisa achila is a maisa achilo, which is a tati desasri to the moed. And it's a tati desasri to the essence of the moed. So any maisa which is a tati desasri, if any maisa which involves a tati desasri, that entity which is involved in that maisa is a dover anessa. Becomes a dover anessa. But that's a different kind of a system of a different source of viscer in nature than a source of a Dovra Nesa, my Cholos Asura. It's a different concept. It's a different idea. A different system.
I don't want to say
a different derivation. The derivation is from the Maisa Achilas Ha'odom is Koveya. In Chazer, it's not the Maisa Achilas Ha'odom is Koveya. Maisa Achilas Ha'odom is not Koveya. It's Chazer's Asura. That's it. And that's why you can't have a Maisa Achilas. But over here, the character of the Maisa Achilas of chometz is a tarti desasri to the chag hamatzos, and because of that, that object which is involved in that maisa achila becomes a dovra nesa. So the source is completely different idea, completely different osa. The nature of the issa is completely different. Okay, yeah. So that's why you see over here Taluvas Chometz is there. Why? Because you can't follow the ordinary properties of Maicholas Asuros. So over there you have a Chefetz Shenesa. Now it becomes a question of Nisarev and Nishir and the Taluvas and the whole thing. That's an ordinary case where you have a Dovaness and then it becomes involved in the Taluvas. What happens now? Okay? But over here, the nature of the Isser is the Maisa Achilas Ha'odom, which is a type of the Sashi to the Chag HaMatzos. But a Maisa Achilas Chometz, the Beit Taruvus, doesn't have the same character as a Maisa Achilas Chometz Be'en. So maybe only a Maisa Achilas Chometz Be'en is a type of the Sashi to the Chag HaMatzos. But a Beit Taruvus is not a type of the Sashi. The Gavra is not source of the Chag. He's not source of the sort of the Chag. Will not be koveya and iser. The iser chometz will not be noveya from such a form of achila. Okay, so that's why the whole system of the iser chometz is a completely different system. It's not from Yeridaya. It's from Archaim. It's a different kind of a system. The Maisa Achila, it's from Mo'adim. It's not from Achalas Asuras. It's a different kind, it's a whole different system. Okay? Yeah. So now let's take the second problem. Second problem was that Sior Yisorit, it's also Bahanor, right? But nevertheless, Ocho Potter. Right? So how is that possible? Right? So according to this, we can answer that question. Why? Because you see that in Ochlo, in the Isra Achila, what is the problem with the Achila? The problem is because the Maisa Achila is a tarte de sasri, the chai. That's what creates the issue. So if the chametz is in the, if the chametz, let's take Rebbe Yehuda. So it's lonis chametz kol tzarko, right? So lonis chametz kol tzarko is a quality in achila. You see, what Rebbe Yehuda doesn't maintain that if it's lonis chametz kol tzarko, there's no shem chametz. It has a shem chametz. But insofar as achila is concerned, it's lacking. But insofar as the Yisra Hanoah is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. In other words, lonis chametz kol tzarko is lonis chametz kol tzarko is a property in the nature of achila. You see, in achila, lonis chametz kol tzarko makes a difference. Because then we're saying that the Maisa Hanos Achila is lacking. But not that Rav Yehuda maintains that if it's Ascholas Chimutz, that it doesn't have the Shem Chometz. No, the Shem Chometz is there. And once it has the Shem Chometz, so then the Issa Hanor will apply. The only thing is that he will not be Sofeg as Rabboim in regard to Achila, because Achila is a separate type of activity, and in that activity, the property of the Schametz called circle plays a role. Masha'ina came, the Schametz called circle, and no Schametz called circle, and no Snowflake Cowboy, it doesn't make any difference whether it's the Schametz called circle or not, in terms of the framework of Hanah. So the framework of Achila is separated from the framework of Hanah. The Isser Hanah is on the Shem Chametz, but the Isser Achila is on a mice, a kind of a mice achila, where all the properties of the institution of achila are intact. You see, so it'll only make a difference in terms of the gavra's mice achila. So therefore, ochlo pata, because the gavra did not perform an achila, which is a tarte de sasri. He, in other words, he violated the isur chametz in the frame. He has to violate the chametz from the framework of the mice achila, from the nature of achila. In the nature of achila, it's incomplete. But insofar as Hanor is concerned, since it has a Shem Chometz, what difference does it make if it's the Shemitz Kotzok as long as Shemitz Kotzok? Okay? I'm a little worried about that. But anyway, but I'm saying it anyway. All right. I'm just proposing a possibility. That if you go, I can't go to the limit. Yes.
Yes,
yeah, you see, the thing is like this. It depends on how you formulate. If you formulated that the Isra Hanor is an extension of the Isra Hila in the Heft, then there's no error. But if you say it's an extension of the Isra Hila, which means without an Isra Hila, there would never be an Isra Hanor. But each one goes on its own track in terms of the particular nature of the violation, you see. Then you can distinguish between achila, which form you're taking. If you're taking the form of violation of achila, then it must have all the properties of achila. If you're taking the form of anor, it has to have the properties of anor. But this difference in the schametz kol tzarko and lonis schametz kol tzarko does not appear in the nature of your violation, if the nature of the violation is via Hanor, okay? That doesn't mean that Hanor is not an extension of Achila. It's an extension in the Shem Chometz. If the Shem Chometz was never involved in Achila, there wouldn't be any Isra Hanor. But the way you violate it makes a difference. It makes a difference. That when you're violating it through Achila, so you must, the Maisa Achila demands that it has all the properties of Achila. It's not because it lacks in Chometz. It's because it's Chometz the moment you have Kanechagadah. But the nature of the violation through the process, through the medium of Achila, is lacking in the properties of Achila. So therefore, he's a Ochla Pata. Okay? All right? So that perhaps you can explain why there's an Isra Hanor, and yet there's no Isra Achila. Okay? Well, in other words, let me put it this way. Once you have the first premise, that the nature is it's an Isra Mo'ad, That's not an ism mecholas asura, then it's possible for them to speak. You see, because an ism adam, so when the gavra is in violation through his maisa of the moed, but if it's not a full-fledged achila, because it really didn't reach the full stage, so then he didn't violate it that way. But insofar as hanoah is concerned, it doesn't make any difference. And then hanoah is in full violation. It doesn't appear. The difference doesn't appear in the realm of hanoah. See? Okay? I think the distinction is logical. So now the third question. What is the third question? Third question is, what's the idea of a kosher? What's the idea of a kosher? The Torah says nukshe, it's mabed nukshe. So you have no right to be tighter. A person with his own basket, they had something else to say, taruvas. Yeah. But I think the answer is like this. According to Rav Meir, really nukshe, and that's how the Braisa starts off, that each one goes their respective way. And it should logically be parallel. So if it were parallel, so then Rav Meir's nuksha, right, would be what? Rav Meir's nuksha would be a chopata. No, if they were parallel, Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir were parallel. Just they start one step earlier and one step later. So then, just like Rav Yehuda, really is a paradigm case. He's less dangerous. So you see that his aschola schimutz is, and that's why, by the way, we'll explain why you have aschola schimutz, gemara schimutz, because especially contra Rav Yehuda, because since it's an isra achila in the achila process, it makes a difference. Aschola schimutz, gemara schimutz. It does make a difference. In terms of the Maisachila. That's why you have those categories. Machalos Asuras means either it's hum, it's not hum. What do you mean? In between? It doesn't make any sense if you put it under the ordinary framework of Machalos Asuras. However, you put it under the framework of the Achila Sa'odon, which is a Tanti de Sashi to the Chaga Matzah, it does make a difference. Because over here, it was not a full fleshed out of the Sashi. It wasn't really hum, it's called Tzarko. It's called Tzarko. So, but if, getting back to this point, if Rav Meir would follow the system of Rav Yehuda, so then he would say his nuksha would be nothing. I mean, it'd be us, but not, right? But it would be also pot, right? Be also pot. But as Rashi points out, he has a reboot of kol machmetzes lo sochelu, right? So what is the kol machmetzes lo sochelu? So the kol machmetzes, like the kol, is mar ben nukshe. So it's dover shechimutzo ra. Okay? So it means over here, really, if it weren't for the ribui, it shouldn't be included at all. And that's why you have these kind of distinctions again. Chimutz ara, chimutz atov. It's a different quality of chimutz. It's chimutz ara, on the contrary. Chometz ordinarily is an enhancing process. But over here, the chimutz is on the contrary. It is destroying the value of it as an ochel. It's contrary to the purpose of chometz. So really, you would say, kal v'chomer, that it's not what? That is not also part of it, you see. But the Torah was marbe kol to asser it as an extension, as even though mitzat atzmo it's not asser, because you see, ordinarily if the Torah is marbe, yes, you have no right to have anything else. But over here you do have a right. Why? Because basically when you have the fundamental idea of chometz, which is really the concept of the achilas ataki de sasri. So now if I take a look at nuksha, so nuksha should really be mutter, because nuksha is chimutz ara. And chimutz ara is exactly the opposite in terms of the function of chometz in an iso. It's exactly the opposite. So you can't, we cannot include it under the under the iso chometz. So what is it really? So the answer is, it's an extension, it's kol machmetzes, because since it has a shem chometz, it's related to chometz in a certain manner. Even that which is related to chometz, and even though it doesn't have the characteristics, was also nesar from the Torah. You see? That's the nature of the kol machmetzes. In other words, once you understand the idea of chometz, it's not the Torah was marba something, like knowing their guests. This is also marba that. You have no right to hear anything else. But over here, when you understand the system of chometz, so the idea of chometz is based on the concept that the achila sa'odim is a target of sasrim. So therefore, when I come to nukshar, it's chimutz or ra. So it means that this chimutz is going in the exact opposite direction. There's no shaykhus to real chometz, because it's chimutz or ra. So why was it nesar? So the answer is because the Torah was marba anything that has a that's related to chometz, that has a shem chometz is nesa. That's the nature of the kol machmetzes. Kol machmetzes, even though it's chimutz, I don't care. But if it has the shem chometz, it's related to it in some manner, even though it's not essential. But in shem, it's related. It's also nesa. That's what the Torah is marba. So the Torah is marba a dovar which is related to chometz. Okay, even though it's not essentially the same thing, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Gemara says if that's the nature of the ribui, so certainly, why certainly terubis? Because Rashi defined, what's the definition of terubis? So what's the definition of terubis chometz? The definition of terubis chometz is Rashi is nemuach. It's not ben. The Gemara keeps saying ben, not ben. So it means it's chometz that lost the quality of ben. It's a quality, now Be'en is a quality in Achila. And Achila is Be'en. So it lost the quality of Be'en, but it's still Chometz, because it's what goes, it's Nisari. It's Kezayas Bechlech Chilas Pras. But the only thing is, you know, it's Nimuach. Nimuach means it's lost its identity as a Be'en. The character of a Be'en is gone. So since the character of the Be'en is gone, so you have no right to Asher. Why? Because the Torah, again, because chometz is the achila sa'adam, is the type of the sasri. But if the be'en is gone, how do you know there's no type of sasri anymore? So the gav is not really in flagrant violation of the chagamatzis, you see? So what Rav Yehuda says is, in Rav Meir, is that if he's marbes from kol machmetzis, anything that's related to chometz, and he's marba nuksha, even though it's chumutz or ra, and it's ain't a royal achila. Kal vachoma chometz that only knows one of its qualities, which is the quality of a be'en, is certainly nisrab. Okay, that's the kal vachoma. The kal vachoma is based on an understanding of the definition of the issa chometz, and therefore the ribui is not simply a ribui of another item, but it's a ribui of anything that's related is also bara. Even though essentially it's in the opposite direction, but it's the Shem Chometz relates it, also Nasa. So if that's the case, it's Kal Vachomer. It's certainly you could see clearly that if it's real Chometz, this is Marba something which is Chumutz Ra, which has no Sheikhas to Chometz, only Shem Chometz. But essentially in terms of the Maisa Achila, so Adam, it's Enuel Achila. So Kal Vachomer where you have genuine Chometz, but the only thing that's lacking is what? Is the Shem Be'en? So it's certainly related. So it certainly would come under the Kol Machmetzes and be beloved and be Chayav Malchus. So there's no question of Einon Shem Nadin. Einon Shem Nadin is good. It is a principle where you have one thing, we say Kal Vachomer something else. So that we say it can't have a Kal Vachomer like that. But over here it's not Einon Shem Nadin. Over here, this is exactly what the Torah is saying. That it's not just Chometz, but something which is intrinsically, in some manner, has an intrinsic relationship to shame. I don't mean intrinsic in essence, but it's related to shame chometz. So chometz that lost its shame be'en, the quality of a be'en, is certainly included in kol machmetz. That's what the Gemara. It doesn't mean kal v'chomer that this is nukshen then we learn that something. It means that kal v'chomer this is included in the kol machmetz. This is certainly included. So if this is certainly included, so balav and balav is chayav malchus.
Okay?
Words, the Isra of Kol Machmetzes is that why is Nuksha Asur? When you understand the Isra Chometz, Nuksha shouldn't be Asur at all. So there's a relatedness in shame. So the Isra is anything that's related. It's the relatedness that creates the Isra. So Kal Vachomer, if it's Chometz that just lost one of its properties, that's not related to Chometz, that's something related. So it's Kal Vachomer. That's the one Kal Vachomer. That's why it's included in the Kol Machmetzes. That's what the Gemara is saying. Alright, so now, what does the Ram say, Sefer Mitzvahs? Go ahead.
It's Kuf Tarichat. She's the Ram Echol Devarim Sheishbem Karovet Chomet,
The Issa Chometz is essentially lechem. It makes a lot of sense. Of course, the thing is that really it's a takin sasi the chag matzis. The chag matzis is the lechem that's kavua. Shiva shem tachal matzis. It means that that's really kavua for the lechem of the chag is nishtam to matzis. So the chometz, the Issa Chometz is the tati the sasri to the Shiva Shem Tachal Matzis. So you might think it's only a type of sasri, it's lechem. It's not a lechem, it's not a type of sasri. So the Rambam is working with the same principle that the Dovar HaNesar is a Dovar HaNesar Machmas Maisa Achilas HaOdom, which is a type of sasri for the Chag HaMatzis. See? That's very good. That's Rambam. That's what? Okay. So it's La and La. That's Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochel. That's very good. It really explains the ground. As only as the topic of Sasid B'chag HaMatzah, so it has to be in the same form as the Matzah. Matzah is in the form of Lechem, but it's not in the form of Lechem, it's not a topic of Sasid. So the Achilas Lechem is, you might think it's not this, a Kamash Malon, that Kol Machmetzes Lo Sochel. That's the ground. It's the same principle.
So we can
okay, now we just have one more to go. Right? Rav Nachman.
Right.
Right. Now, what is Rav Nachman's position? Exactly the reverse. That if you have a robust, then certainly nuksha be'ene. So the question is, what is Rav Nachman's law? What's Rav Nachman's law? See, I thought what I'm thinking is possible. See, things like this. I mean, it's a side. I'm not going to write it. But the question I think revolves around the end. In other words, like this: if I take away the character of the end from an entity, is that simply it's minus a property, or you're lacking in the heft itself? Okay. Now, insofar as Machalas Asuras is concerned, so you have a whole system. But insofar as the Achila on Pesach, since the nature of the Dovar HaOsir stems from the fact that the Odom, that is Ochel, is doing a Maisa, which is a Tati, the Sasri, you see? So there, Be'en has a different kind of a meaning. You understand what I mean? There, the Be'en comes under a different kind of a framework than when I'm dealing with a substance where you have a chefza that's nesar, and now it's not in its original form. That's a different kind of a problem than when you're dealing with the concept of be'en in terms of how you define the maise ha'odah as a tati the sasra. See, it's a different framework. So this machlekes is a machlekes only insofar as chametz is concerned, not machlekes in shari silver. In Shari Surin, we know what it's not Ben, but it's still Nisarev, and it's Kedai, it's time on Mamasha. It's time on Mamasha. Kedai is what the actual process, time on Mamasha. So that's it. It doesn't have to be in it. It's Nimor, it doesn't matter. It's there. The fact that it's contained in the actual process, it means it's existing. But that's good insofar as Machalas Asuras is concerned. But insofar as stems from what? From the character of the Achilas HaOdom, which is a Tati the Sasri. So over there, if you don't have the end, the whole character of the Achilas life. See, as a Tati the Sasri concept to the Chag HaMatzos, the nature of the Achilas HaOdom and the performance of Achila takes on a different system, a different role. So that's what Rav Nachman maintains. Rav Nachman maintains that since you're dealing with the Chag HaMatzos and the nature of the Achila is not like Baisha or Machalas Asuros, but it's because the Achila Sa'odam displays a character of Tati Sasri to the Chag HaMatzos. If it's not the end, there's no Tati Sasri. There's no Tati Sasri. So therefore he says that if Kol Machmetzes is Marbeh, even where there's no essential Tati the Sasri because the Be'en is lacking, Kal V'chol Machometz Kavachoma Nuksha Be'ene. Because Be'ene, you have the character of the Maisa, which is attached to the Sasha. The only thing is that what's lacking is it's Chimut Torah, as a bad quality of Chimut. But in substance of Maisa, the substance of the Maisa remains intact, you see. So he learns, therefore, that if the Kol Machmetzes is Marbe, and why is it Marbe? It's the same logic as according to Rav Yehuda. Because really, it shouldn't be. Because it's not the type of Sasha. Because there's no Behem. But why? Because of its relatedness. Even though there is some kind of a relatedness to this Achila to Chometz, not because it's essentially character, it's devoid of any kind of type of Sasha. But it's related. So if it's related in the vague way that where the essence of the Maisa is missing, nevertheless, because it's called Taruvus Chometz, as a shame Taruvus, Kal Vachoma, where the substance of the Maisa is completely intact, and Chimutz Ara means the quality of Chimutz is no good. Okay? So that's enough. All right, but it's only in the framework of Chometz. It's not a general question of a Be'en in Macholas
Hasmonis. It's four conceptions.
Right. Yeah, Gemara proves you're going to run. That Rav Yehuda's position was right. Gemara refutes you enough.
What's the machlokes between
Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? In other words, is the halacha, the question of machlokes with Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir? So the question is that the... Yeah, go ahead, in other words, the question is like this, that is the halacha... In other words, there was a mesorah that the Sabbath Zachim Zeb was a... is Chometz. Question is, what does it mean? In fact, once it's the Sarvu, so what do I care? If I see no Milo, so I know it's the Sarvu. So that's fine. Or the Masorah was that the Sarvu stuck in Zebazeh is really a simon of the Gemara of the process. It's a simon of the Gemara, because that certainly, even though it's Ein Lachor Serek Lamala, Ein Lachor Serek Lamata, but it does keep going until it reaches a point that it's nicker. So that's what I want to say. I want to say that's the machlekes. Machlekes is whether or not there was a mesorah in the Sarvus Tukum Zebazeh is the end of the process. But the question is, what was the mesorah? Was the mesorah simply that's the substance of the chimutz? Or the mesorah was that's a simen. If it's a simen, so then it means until it reaches the point where it's nicker, the simon hasn't yet arrived. Okay, that's very good shot. But the any more questions with regard to this again? Any more questions, guys?
It's good because it's like it's so particular that the things have to crisscross.
Yes,
you need a mesorah.
You need a mesorah. Makes a lot of sense. And you see, there was a mesorah on two things. There's a mesorah on the Schola and the Gemara. And there was a mesorah on the Sarvus Zebazeh. Both of them had the mesorah on both of those things. And that I think really explains both the areas. Yes. So the Rambam of the sequel. Right. So why does the Rambam have a sequel in Tzitz Mitzrayim and Chometz and Matzah? Because the answer is that the Issa Chometz and Matzah is really the Issa Chometz. The Issa Chometz and the Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah are really essential in the Chag HaMatzos. So Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is a component of the whole system. It's a system of the Hilchos Chometz and Matzah is Halacha in Moada, but if the Hilchos Chometz and Matzah was simply a matter of Matzah Surah and the Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, see, so then you're right, Sipur has nothing to do with it. But if it's a Halacha that the Chag HaMatzos, the Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, the Chag HaMatzos, and the Issa Chometz are simply two sides of one coin in terms of the expression of the Moed. So Lasapa Benisim Aflos is an essential. So it belongs in that grouping. Belongs in that grouping. Because it's not an Issa Machalos. It's an Issa Moadet. So this Moed is Machayev. And the Moed is comprised of the Isser on AIDS, which is a tie to the Sastri, and also Achilas Matzah, and Sequinus and the Floss. That's the entity of the Moed. That's all tied together. And that's the underlying substance of the whole Moed. Okay? That's very high versus right. Bafur Zeb, the Bafur Zeb then ties the sequel to the association Matsumama Nahuman.
One structure.
Yes, one structure. It's all one's underlying nature. It's just two different expressions. I wanted to say that there's a special, Kedusha Salaila, that why the Rambam has Kori Hagar, why he has an institution of Kori Hagar. And Kori Hagar, this was something, right? So it's still confusing. Everybody in terms of everybody doing it. It's mashma mechumah. Every yochid has to miss opera. If you engage in conversation, you seem yotze. But just to sit there, you're not yotze. It seems from the chinuch clear that way. You just sit there and you listen. Even shemei kona from the chinuch with mashma wouldn't be good because he says that it's. He says because I mean at least if you want to stick with this rush amish, because he says that. It's a mitzvah of sipur, la'ora alei. So the sipur is a maisa, which is the culmination of the inner thoughts and ideas and feelings of the person. So if that's the case, it can't be yetzer shemek on it. It's a mitzvah begufa. But it's still confusing, you know, having it. But anyways. That's the but so why do you have a Kori Hagar? So I wanted to say that from the Chinuch in Kriyas Panchas Bikur, the Chinuch says an amazing thing. The Chinuch says over there, he says that what do you derive from this? That a person must be very careful with every word he uses before God. Must be very careful. How does he get that from? Because he gets from the pasuk. Why? Because it says it's Kriyas Panchas Bikur. And he says, "Vanisa v'amato of Neir Hashem." It doesn't say the Vanisa the thick roll of Neir Hashem. It says Vanisa v'amato Amira. It doesn't say Kri.
So it has its own formula.
That's correct. So that's what it says. Kriya. The difference between Kriya and Amira is Amira is your own words. Okay. Kriya, you have a fixed text. So the Chinuch was bothered. Why do you have a fixed text? It's not Kriyas HaTorah. So why do you have a fixed text there? So he says, because this is the best text. And the Torah teaches you that before God, you don't just say anything. Well, anything that comes into your mind. But it must be carefully prepared, logically, perfectly.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing idea. So what?
This we have not in basketball.
That's not it. So we wanted to say that over here also that there's a mitzvah and like lasaper shlocha shamakom. Because the Sapphire from Flores comes under a greater framework of Sipur Shlacha Shamakal, as the Rambam says. The Sapphire, the Nisim, the Flores, Shinaslav, Lavasena, Ninya, and Lahodos, and Lahalel. So there's a greater framework. So this framework also demands that a person doesn't just say what comes into his mind, but that everything should be organized and prearranged. Precise. So that's why there's a Seder Advar. That's around a Seder, Dvarim Elu Bilel Zek Kach. So there's a concept of a Seder Advar. If you just go on your own, you just do what you think, what you feel at the moment, Seder Sius Mitzel Bilel Tamish Yosa Kach. So that's why the Rambam says, the nusach agada shenagel by yisob is mana golas kach. It's a nusach. Why do you have to have a nusach? A nusach means you have a prearranged text. So you need a prearranged text for this laila because it has a separate kedusha of l'sapa shvacha shamakam. L'sapa shvacha shamakam, you have to be prepared. So that's why you have the korea agada. So even though the Rambam says that a person is mechuyav kafit tzachas l'shono to be l'saper in the nisim, that's true. But at the same time, outside of that, And he has to, it has to be a prepared nusach. You have to have a prepared nusach. And a prepared nusach and a prepared seder is an intrinsic key. So I wanted to bring a riot to that from Kapas. Because why don't you make a bracha on Kapas? So you don't make a bracha on Kapas because the Gemara says it's Kadesh Yakiro Tinokos. Right? So it means it's Bahar Sipur. Don't make a bracha. Right? But let's say, for instance, you have a seder yourself, or just with your wife, and no tinokos. So you do kapas. It was simply to do kapas. So I mean, why do you have to do it? So you tell me you have to do basachias, and that's a separate mitzvah. You should make a bracha on Mrs. Kapas. So, but the answer is no. That kapas yachayev in kapas. Not it's not a mitzvah of chomo masakim. It's a part of the Seder Asiyas Advar. The Seder, the intrinsic Seder is a Mahar. There's a Seder Asiyas Advar for all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Seder, the intrinsic Seder is the Mahar. So that's why the Mechuyev to have Kapas, even though there's no Tinokos, but it's not considered a mitzvah, because it comes under the framework of the intrinsic idea of Seder, which is the Sader Shvachar Shamar. The Sader Shvachar Shamakom is not just in Dibur, but in Asiyah as well. Sader Shvachar. So the Kiyum of the Kedushas Alayla is a Kiyum of Sider Dvar. So I just want to bring a riot from the Kapas.
Yes, Mama. Yeah.
So that's right. That's why Kapas, you don't make a bracha, but you still chayav because you didn't say Sidur Advar. There's a Nusach Advar. Okay, now the only thing. Yeah, that's what you're saying. It's sort of Rambam written about. Kadesh Urchatz Kapas Yachatz. What's the whole thing? Why did Rambam Rittenberg introduce that? To teach that before you start, you should know that there's an intrinsic idea of the Sader Shvachar Shomakom and the Sader Asiyas and Mitzvos with Neyakel also. It's the same thing. As I said, the Chasal Sider Kepesach, that's what it says. Chasal Sider Kepesach Shil Chasal, Kechonis Chasal Le Chugazah. Kasher Zachim Le Sader Asa, Kein Niskel Asosa. When it comes to Shlacha Shalmakam, there must be Siddur. And all the Asiyas of Mitzvahs are included in that night under the framework of Shlacha Shalmakam. So there must be Mesad exactly what you do, just like by Avodah. Okay, so yeah. What was the other point? The Gemara that Kuf Tazayin says that Lechem Oni, okay? So, lechem shalom atvarim harbe, davach lechem oni onikse, ma oni shedarka b'kusa, achan b'kusa. So the question is, I mean, what does oni have to do with it? I mean, I'm missing something. The oni, where does an oni come in on the Lera Pesach? When Klal Yisrael left, they were Ashura. Achrin chayetz of b'chush gadol. So where does oni come in? I mean, what's the idea of the concept of oni? Okay? And in the Gula, there was no Aeneas. In Matzah, there was something else because they didn't have provision. But money they had. So why is it Mat Darker Shal Oni the prison? Right? Yeah. So I wanted to say that the concept of Shvachar Shal Makom is not possible unless the person has the framework of an Oni. The mental mindset of an Ani. That means, like the Shami says, "Ein Ashirus Nefnei Misham Avayola." So, and then in Seder Shvacho, it's a kind of Lifnei Hashem. It's not Lifnei Hashem like Tfila, but there are certain things that are the same. Like in Seder Shvacho, the Kedushas Alayla, the Seder Shvacho Shal Makom has certain things that are the same thing by Tfila. That's why by Tfila, for instance, the Anshe Knesset Gola in the Seder. Why? Because You can't just get up and just say anything comes to your head. So there is that concept exists over here also. So Tila La'oni Kiyato, with Ne'er Hashem Yisroel. And David Mel says in Tilman, Evyon Oni, constantly mentioned, Ayi was a very rich man, but it means the mindset has to be like he's a total one. If Ne'er Makon, he's an Oni. That's the so the Shvachlo Shal Makom demands that he had that in order to have the Shvachlo Shal Makom, you must have the concept of an Ayah. That's what Gemara is saying. You have to have the proof. That's not what's shown him. According to the Rambam, it must be the Amotzi has to be an Ayah. Because the Gavra has to be an Ayah. According to the others, it's a lach and the chafti shomata, so you could have lach and mishnah besides, make a motzi on the lach and mishnah. But according to the Ramah, really is a lach of darko. Darko that the gavra must really be like he's an artist. So the, And that's what Gemara means if, as Gemara says, that the bracha ma darko shaloni hu masik vishta ofa af kan nami hu masik vishta ofa. So the Torah brings down that. That's why they went themselves to bake the matzahs. Why? Because that's darko shaloni. And the asiyas, of matzah. You should be involved in the asiyah and the vigilance of the children, leave it to others. The mitzvah to go ba'atzma. Okay. It's an interesting thing. But the Rambam, Hanukkah showed me the Rambam. The Rambam says, interesting. What the?
353.
Yeah, Rambam says like this. Interesting Rambam. The Rambam says it talks about the reasons for the yom. So he says there are two festivals: Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. That's Sukkot. Imply also the teaching of certain truths and certain moral lessons. Passover teaches us to remember the miracles which God wrought in Egypt and to perpetuate their memory. The Feast of Tabernacles reminds us of the miracles wrought in the wilderness. Okay. And the moral lessons derived from these feasts is this. Man ought to remember his evil days and his days of prosperity. Okay. He will thereby be induced to thank God repeatedly to lead a modest and humble life. We eat therefore unleavened bread and bitter herbs on Passover in memory of what has happened unto us. In other words, he means that we were poor and leave on Sukkot our houses in order to dwell in tabernacles. As I don't think tabernacles is the right word. And
yeah,
booths. What?
The dictionary tabernacles already means a
booth. Okay. As inhabitants of deserts. So that, as inhabitants of deserts do, that are in want of comfort. You see? That's why it's a hard mitzvah. We shall thereby remember that this has once been our condition. Amazing thing, so we have to remember, according to the Rambam, that's the perfection, to remember that this is the way we live, although we dwell now in elegant houses, in the best and most fertile land. And by the kindness of God and because of his promises of our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who were perfect in their opinions and in their conduct, this idea is likewise, he wants to say, of us also, it is likewise an important element, he says, in Kapashtian, says, better, an element which the whole of the others revolves around. Okay? Okay, but let's get to the first. So the first point is, so what does Rambam say? So Rambam says that there's two things here. One thing is, that the happening should always be among in the nation. So therefore, it has to be given over door to door. Okay? But then he says there's also a moral lesson. The question is, what are Rambam, the second reason? And we have one reason already. Right? Everybody has a moral lesson. But the answer is that the Rambam held. See, most people are Rambam saying something that most people don't think of. For most people, Pesach is a yantif, and it starts, and you have to do the mitzvahs, and then it's over. And then goodbye. I fulfilled my obligations. Next Yom Tov. The Rambam didn't know that. The Rambam knew that there can't be a mitzvah which doesn't move a person. A mitzvah gedola, Torah, can't be one that doesn't move a person into essential perfection. And therefore, he says that it can't just be for one reason that the Torah would have, there are other ways to do that, but to make a whole Chag HaMatzah, he says, why the Chag HaMatzah have to be 7 days? Because you have to, that's correct, psychologically, because if you didn't eat chametz for 1 day, you wouldn't think about it, even 3 days. But you see, people worry about a week, people get very worried, a week, no, we're going to eat. So the fear in the sense of them, and that's why they usually don't lose any weight by the end of this. But the thing is, that's a psychological phenomenon. The same thing with circus is very hard thing to sleep in a circus, very hard. They convey us, and even today we don't do it. Even the ones that sleep in a circus, we really don't do it. You see, we don't really do it because we convey ourselves with the kalim, and it's a very hard mitzvah. It goes against your emotions.
And that's Rashi in that the Reish or Pesach Keshet is things to sukkah. I mean, Shmini Atzeres, you don't sit.
Yeah, it's a Ram Sosa. So Shmini Atzeres, a culmination of sukkah. But before you culminate with the simcha, you have to have an idea that improves your life and makes you happy. Otherwise, it's just nonsense. So what the Ram is saying is that this principle is a very important principle for man to learn. That a person should never forget the Yemei HaRoah. Interesting thing. You should never forget the Yemei HaRoah. That people move on in life. They have they start from a small house, they get a better house, and the next house, the next car, the next taiva. And basically what they do is just place one thing in front of their mind after another. And their whole life is wasted in frustration. So the Rambam says that that's the idea that Torah teaches, a very important principle in perfection. If a person would think back on the Yemei HaRoah, and the Rambam says in his Agama, I don't elaborate, so I'm just going to basically get it. If a person would think back on the Yemei HaRoah, he'd see two things. First of all, he'd think back and he'd enjoy what he has. And he would get the correct, what does the Rambam say, Ruach Nachon Chadesh B'Kirbi. He would have a correct way of looking at things. Not the way society does, the correct way. That correct way would make him very happy. If he could remove himself from the ideas of society and look at it in reality, he would be a very happy person. And he would constantly remember the past, and he would see how fortunate he is. He wouldn't lose sight of how fortunate he is. And he also would recognize that to lose sight of that is how Chazal say it's hard. But Chazal say, what does Chazal say it's hard? Yom Amalach HaSekach. Today he says, do this with that. And that doesn't work, do that. It keeps on going. That's a tzasi etzara, is a person who lives that kind of a life, lives in constant frustration. But, so the Chag HaMatzos and the Chag HaSukkos, according to the Rambam, is not over after Yom Tov. The Torah leaves you with a very important message of perfection. And it's interesting, but the two are related. Two are somehow related because the mitzvah is Shracha Shomakal. And the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? He says, look carefully what he says. He says, he will thereby be induced to thank God repeatedly to lead a modest and humble life. That's Madaka Shalani. What the Rambam means is that if you take to heart the limud of perfection from the Chag HaMatzos and the Chag HaSukkos, so then you will be a Mishabeach. You'll be a Gavra that's Mishabeach. So it comes out that the mitzvah starts off with a Maisa Shabbat. Sipur, a Saper, Benis, when it flows, Shvacho, Shemakom, Hallel. The activity is the mitzvah, is the Maisa mitzvah. But if you go a little deeper into the Chag, you see ideas which create a Gavra that's a Mishabeach. That's what Rambam says. See, he says he will thereby be induced to thank God repeatedly. So it'll be a part of his nature. So the Torah starts off with a Maisa Mitzvah, but it really concludes not with the fulfillment of the Chag HaMatzos and that's it. I was Yetzirah, I'm Mekayim my Mitzvah the Chag, but with a perfection of the Gavra that creates a Gavra. That's a Mishabeach. that's Mishabeach and Mahalel, Kodesh Baruch. I mean, that's the real key of the real key of the Bacha. That's the real key of the Bacha. That's what Ram says. Ram says two things. Of course, the Torah would not have such a significant mitzvah, just a mitzvah, even though it's very significant to know and to know by everything happened there. But the Torah doesn't do that. The Torah is tied to moral perfection. And in the mitzvahs, there is always something that changes the person, guides him in life, and improves his life by giving him the correct ideas. That's really the key. That's the real key of the five mitzvahs. That's to say, Yetzir grew over mitzvahs. That's very superficial. That's for the Amona. This is real. And that's why on Sukkot, the Rambam says that you leave the booths, you leave the sukkah, because you can't have the real simcha. But the Shmi Yatzeres is the culmination of the simcha. But the simcha you can't have the simcha without the sukkah. The simcha is that you have the right idea of life, and that you understand what a person should be happy about, and how a person should search for happiness, the method and the derech. Person has that. Then he can be sameach. So the conclusion of the Chag HaSukkos is you don't have to be in a state of pain, but once the limud of the Chag HaSukkos is complete, now you can really be a sameach. So that's really the Shmi Yatzeres. That's why they say the Gruah of Shmi Yatzeres is a very special Yom Simcha, special king of the Yom Simcha. And that's the same thing around.
That's a very special point. That was the
first one. That's where it will be modest and humble and the only dark of the Frisco. It'll be a mayor raw. And the Rambam is saying, so you have to remember the mayor raw. Both an individual should remember the mayor raw.
Yeah.
And also in terms of as a member of the nation, what we deserve as an ummah and where we started from, who we have, who we deserve. And how much we have now. Not to lose sight of that. That's the key. You see the Chazal. The Chazal
definitely.
I understand it. In the Talmud Mitzvahs, you have to go. The Talmud Mitzvahs requires a person that has tremendous Chachma, and it's not derived from the semantics of the pasuk. Semantics of the pasuk is for the Maisa HaMitzvah and of course ideas as well, but the Tama, every Tama Mitzvah is not it has to be, I'm sure there's some reference there, but the Tama Mitzvah is the perfection the Mitzvah brings, and a person can see the perfection from the nature, understanding the nature of other. So it doesn't necessarily require an open pasuk for the
Lechemoni the pasuk.
Lechemoni the dash Lechemoni. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sure, there's a reference to it. Lechemoni. I mean, there's a reference to it. But you're asking more why the pasuk doesn't say it. But the answer is because Tamei HaMitzvah. See, it's the same reason as Torah Shabbat Peh. I mean, the Torah can't have everything openly, otherwise you'd have all the shas. There you have all the philosophy and everything. The Torah has to be different from Rosh Hashanah. That's the Chachma Sakas. It presents even in simple, basic ideas that everybody can understand. But the Tamei HaMitzvahs are beyond that. Tamei HaMitzvahs requires reflection. And if you look at the Chinuch and the Tamei HaMitzvahs, Shirash HaMitzvahs, they're not derived from Sukkot. I mean, it's derived from knowledge of perfection. That's what the Rambam says. Rambam says that that kol mitzvah, if you find a tam, tam. It means if you have an idea of perfection and you see the mitzvah does engender this perfection, then you should say that that's the reason. You should have that reason in your mind as a component of the benefit of the mitzvah. That's because the Rambam gives that a person shouldn't just do mitzvahs. A person should do mitzvahs because he should realize that their ideas of perfection. If he doesn't have that concept, surrounding him with more. If he doesn't have that concept, so he's missing the whole idea of mitzvahs. He just thinks that somehow it's a magical performance. If he does this, he's going to go to Olam Haba. That's an infantile idea. The mitzvahs only bring a person to Olam Haba if the perfection is gained from the mitzvah. He doesn't gain perfection, doesn't mean anything. But he thinks God will do it. The Tafel was a God of that dark abominable. They want to sell the high level of. So the whole thing is the perfection that's not the CS of mitzvahs per se. That's it says Tamil Tan. So Tamil Tan means that you should always ascribe a Tan to the mitzvah. So you should never lose sight of the fact that mitzvahs are perfection. So you don't necessarily are necessarily restricted by the mikra itself. It's the third book, chapter 43. So it comes out that the whole whole identity of Chametz Nuksa is working. Only exists according to Rav Meir. Only exists according to Rav Meir. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have tchilas chimutz and self chimutz. Right? But you don't have nuksha. The only one who has nuksha is Rav Meir. Okay. So my son asked me a good question. He says, so why do we say Tchila Sfimos according to Rav Meir? And we use the same term, Tchila Sfimutso. Isn't that correct? You say Rav Meir Kari Sior Asheich Sifu Panavashes V'zeh Tchilas Chimutza Ule Rabbi Yehuda V'sior Shehischu Yisodeh Far Sfakim Dakim Tanech Agov Mechad Lekan 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 Avo Sifu Panav Zmer Zmatzah. Okay. Right? So why is it called Tchilas Chimutza? Why? What's the definition of Tchilas Chimutza? I mean, it's the same. Something else is Nuksha. It's Chimutza Ra. You see, but I think in other words, in Rabbi Yehuda, you have a genuine chilas chimutz, because you say the kind of hagavna is the beginning of the process, the beginning of the chimutz, and then it concludes with stuck in the sabbath zebazet. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's a different thing altogether. It's chimutz ara, right? It's chimutzara. It's a good question. Yeah. But the answer is that tchilas chimutz is being used in two different ways over here. See, that's why this area is very confusing. A lot of little confusing points. But the very term tchilas chimutz is being used in two different ways. It has two different meanings. In Rabbi Yehuda, it's a genuine tchilas chimutz. In Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is saying, why does the Torah ask this? Right. You say, it's not chometz. The answer is because in chimutz, first it goes through this process, this negative process, which makes it anger or lachimah, and then it comes back and enhances the isa. Okay? Yival? So the tchilas chimutz in Rabbi Meir is a different tchilas. You can't use it, it's not used in the same way. But he's explaining how the Torah could asser it. Why does the Torah asser it? Because it just so happens that practically, in the process of chimutz, first it goes negative and then it goes positive. So, but it is the beginning. So the Torah asses it because it's tchilas chimutz. Okay, and it's associated to chometz because it is a precursor. You know, you right? It's a process that precedes. It's a preceding process, but essentially, it's not chometz. But the issur is because of tchilas chimutz. So the term tchilas chimutz over here is used in two different senses. You have to remember that. Okay. I mean, I don't want to use we're not chemists, but in the process. Chemically, in the process, first it starts off this way, and then it goes the other way. Yeah, so that's why it's and that's why it's also. It's also because it's a forerunner. You see, that's what it means. So the term tchilas chimutz is used by Rashi has two different meanings. It would seem that our first premise holds out, namely time is something to write from one of the Gemara, the Mishnah, on Mem Chesam Aves, right? That there was a Masorah of Tchilas Chimots and Sof Chimots. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that was really a quantitative process, two quantitative elements, but according to Rabbi Meir, was completely differentiated. And a whole new entity, halachic entity, emerged, namely Chomes Noshan. Okay? Let's take a look at the Gemara and Bachman Bezim et al. Okay, in the Mishnah, Elo. All right? So, Taisva says, Pierce are conscious, Lava Olem, Bali Robot, Matsu.
Yeah.
The Gamri Voma, Dr. Lushan Ovum, the Mashma Ovum, and the environment Ovum. The Amiel Rabbein Atah. Why Rabbein Atah didn't like it? Why? The Mashma, the Kol Hanach Marbini, Mikol Machmetzis Los Ochelu. Ba'afilu Ba'achilu Ha'ad Machayev, you love the Rabbi Kro. Omecha Taisva Bali Robot, Matsu. That's a man's
answer.
On the surface, you don't understand what's the main times cash. It wants to be marvelous and a marvelous. So why can't it be Bali Rabbi Masay?
Well,
when you learn a bit of time, at first, what is he bothering Rashi for? I mean, Rashi makes sense. It's Marbe. Now, once it's Marbe, so it comes under the same heading. So now it's Bali Rabbi Masay also. What's so impossible? What's his question? But according to what we learn now, Rabbanan's question really stands out. Because he's saying, when you learn the sugya properly, you see that the ribuy of chometz luksha is a completely new entity that's not chometz. That's not chometz at all. So if it's not chometz at all, and that's why you have the koshim. If it's not chometz at all, so how could you classify it on the Bali Rabba and Bali Matzah? Bali Rabba Matzah is a feature of real chometz. You know what I mean? It's a property of real chametz. But now you're telling me something that's not chametz comes under a separate law. It's not chametz. So how can you say Bali Rabbi Matzah? Rabbi Matzah's question really stands out. That's what was bothering me at the time. Okay? I want to point out that Taisvis over here, on the Beis Rav, it's a complicated subject, but it's also Banor. It's an interesting thing. It's also Banor. But Taisvis doesn't mean to say it's Mutta Banor. Taisvis is saying that even though it's also by law, so you can keep it, don't be nana from it. Keep it, and then get rid of it later. I mean, I'm sorry, use it later. I'm sorry, keep it and use it later. Okay, you're not going to get rid of it. That's the first thing. If you just learn the first taste of Beis Manoth, you think that it's nothing. You see, but you have to learn the sugya to know that it's also by law also. But the fact that it's also by law doesn't bother Taisvis. So it's also not so what? See, what I mean to say is Rashi seems to say that the reason why it's Yisorif is because also by not. That's what Rashi says. It's an interesting thing. Because it's also by not, so it's Yisorif. The Rambam is in Perek Aleph. Now look, it's Ches Tes Yud Nid Aleph, Yud Beis. Okay, very, very confusing. It says, Tarurus Chametz Arvim Lom Shub Bali Rabbi Matzeh, Rambam says. Seems like Rashi. Okay. Avol, and here Chaim points out the next part of Rambam is very difficult to understand. So Avol Dover Shiyesh Bo Tarugas Chametz Be'Eino Roi L'Achila. Okay. I raise a mutla kaim of a pesach. All right, so what does it sound like he's saying? He's saying, so far, it sounds simple. That what? That if it's mitvar manach cholim, so then what do I say? It's us. But let's see, after Rosh Chametz, it's not roi lachilo. So it's mutla kaim of a pesach. It's mutla kaim of a pesach. Okay, that's what he's saying. No, sounds like that, okay.
What does he mean by in roll of lachil? Is that to the level of nifsal mechilas kelim or not?
No, it means nifsal mechilas kelim. It's not roll of lachil.
Okay, so therefore you can't eat it, but you can keep it.
Right.
But that's not necessarily nifsal, right?
Well, I mean, in roll of lachil is nifsal. That's what we go. Well, all right, let's see. It's not our nifsal.
Right.
Okay. Okay. No, but in roll of lachil is nifsal. Yeah, by the way, I wanted to unify the two types of nuksha also, as I never mind. That there's one type of nuksha is where the chimutz itself is ra. And the other type is where you have chimutz in something which is ain't a royal achila. Okay?
That's also
nuksha. But they're both the same because they're both, in both cases, the chimutz doesn't contribute to the enhancement of these. Okay? Alright, that's what Ram seems to say. Don't assist that the rest of them is ain't a royal achila? And there's a mutal kind of pesach. So that's nukshah. Yeah. But then he goes on. Kate said, I really saw Don Ashnas and Tokhan Kamach Ba'oro, Zafun Asa Shoah, Achas Kama Bira is mutal kind of. And look, and then he goes, Vimla Nasan Oros, and I said he put in the Oros, and it's right away. Vimla Nasan Oros, and Nasan Kamach Ba'oro, and so she's a young man, and she has to be a mutal kind of. But now look what he says. Shari Nifsad Vehivish. What do you have to say, Nifsad Vehivish? What's the Nifsad Vehivish? Why don't you say, because it's Taruah's Chametz, and it's not Royal Achilo. That's what he said.
That's
not what he means by it.
What's called
the Nifsad Vehivish?
That means
it's saying Royal Achilo. It means, I think I'll go further. The Chain Achilo Varati of Aspolanis, Vatriyat, Shin Nasam Latochon Chametz, Mukilakan Pesach. Why? Shere Nifsad Atzurus Chametz. What's it there for? Medicines, different medicines.
Medicines.
Yeah, the bandages, whatever.
So
what do you mean, Nifsad Tzoros Chametz? What do you mean, Nifsad Tzoros Chametz? Yeah, he just said before, Taruah is in a Royal Achilos, Mutal Kam Pesach. So what, I mean, you may be able to squeeze in, you want to squeeze in Nifsad Vehivish, but you're not going to squeeze in this one, Nifsad Tzoros Chametz.
Right.
So you see, he's going to have a different reason here. Which has nothing to do with the reason he gave before.
What does it mean, that's also
a strange thing also. What is that with Tzoros Chametz? Yep.
Yeah.
And then take a look later. And you're out. Pas Atzmo, he says...
Why is it possible to say that you have like a plan?
We're going for it. Take a look, you're out. The second half, you're out. The Godim Shekiv Sorsam Bechel of Chita. That's starching the starch to colors. Bechein Yerush and Dovku Orsam Bechametz. You use it as glue. Why? I believe, if I remember correctly, the times approach, I think it was a necessity. They see the things, I guess. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is like this. If this mitvar maneach cholim, so then the Eruv Chometz participates as an ochel.
Right.
Because that's the whole concept of the, it's a culinary concept, as the Chaim says about Tom Kahan. So if it's Dvar Maneach Cholim, so then it merges with the whole entity. And then it's definitely Asra. And Bali Rabbi Masa. But once it's not Dvar Maneach Cholim anymore, so now it's an omeid bifnei atzma. It's a separate entity. So now I have to look. Is hifsid tzuras hachametz or lo hifsid tzuras hachametz? See, that's the only way to learn around. So you know how it fits very well. He says, v'chein v'chol k'yotze bozem midvar manechol. Because it's dvar manecholim, so now there will be a tziruf through the process of Tom Kikar. Because that's the whole institution of Tom Kikar, is where it participates in the ochol. But it has to be Dvar Maneach Cholim for that. Yeah, it's clear. But if it's not Dvar, he says, Avol Dovah Shiesh Bo Tzuras Chametz Vein Aroy Lachi. Aroy Zeh Mutal Kama. Ketzad? Why? Because now you have to view it on its own basis, as a separate entity. So now I have to ask a question. Is it Tzuras Chametz or not?
So is there always Tzuras Chametz?
He's Ketzad. He's giving you, he's explaining.
These kinds of cases.
In these kinds of cases.
Yeah,
in these kinds of cases. That's what he's saying. But that's the key of the Rambam. Without that, you can't learn Rambam. Because he sounds like going to different tracks. It's Mucha from the Rambam, or Reb Chaim's idea. That in Dvar Maneach Cholim is a different type of tziruf. The tziruf through Dvar Maneach Cholim of the culinary phenomenon. But in Dvar Maneach Cholim, now we have to look at it on its own right, as a separate existing entity. self-existing entity. If it's hifsis or sochamitz, it's non-existent. If it's low hifsis or sochamitz, it's asur. And that's why he brings in Ketzer, and he says that's why. Himlo nasan oros v'nasan akemach kodem shloshes yomim is mutl taima. Tov shlosh yom chayv levayah. Why? Because it's not hifsis. So that's what he's explaining to Ketzer. Ketzer is an exact explanation. Now I'll explain to you. Well, if it's drama nacholim, so then it's fine. Drama shein nacholim now stands by itself. So Ketzer, if it's hifsid, muta. Low hifsid is awesome. Perfect.
As he said, drama was called by itself, awesome, fun.
But one thing you do see in the Rambam. What do you see the Rambam retained?
Talking.
Not only besides that's what I'm but what do you see retained? The concept of a ban.
Even
the concept of a ban. Okay? That he retained from the Gemara. That if the ban is gone, then the whole thing is bubble.
Yeah.
The whole thing is bubble. And it sounds like Rav Nachman. That was Rav Nachman's argument. But if the ban, Kolshkin, it's nuptial. Right? So the Rambam retained that idea somehow. I mean, how it worked out with the Sugis, I don't know, but that's definitely the idea that he's saying. That if it's if you have Taruvas Chometz, if you have Taruvas Chometz, then what? Then you'll need, if it's Mitvarim She'enam Necholim, then you need the Ba'an.
Yeah.
If the Ba'an is gone, then the whole thing's gone. So he retained that idea of the Ba'an, you see, he holds it has a place. But where does it have a place? Not in Dvar Manei Acholah. Apparently the Rambam could not learn. And I'll tell you the truth, it is a little bothering. It bothers me when you think about it. That when the Gemara is Marbe, the Gemara is Marbe Taruvus, Chomitz. So it is a little disturbing. That, I mean, to say that you're missing the Be'en, you're missing everything, it's connected all the systems of Machol Sasuris. Because that is Ben, like the Ram says. It's
Mamasha.
Yeah. So why is it missing Ben? It's Mamasha Likro, it's Mamasha Vatamo. Right? But I think the Rambam answered that question. Because he learns that the Gemara is speaking not by Dvar Manachol, but by Dvar She'enam Nachol. Over there, the Be'en makes a difference. From Komach Metzes, you Marba Taruvus. But Taruvus comes under two categories. One category is Dvar Manachol, where you're over by your own by your Matzah, because there's a Seraph there. And then the other category is Dvarim She'enam Nachol, where it's an Omed Bifnei Atzma. And over there, if the Be'en is missing, so then you're not over by the Rambam. What does it show you about the Rambam? One principle, that the Rambam did not measure the Balirom Balimatzai in under the framework of Achol. See, if you say Balirom Balimatzai is an extension of an Isra Achila, correct? So now you have Taruvus and Dvarim She'enam Nachol. Right? So what do I care if it's Omed Bifnei Atzmo? And if it's a Be'en, but it's the Isra Balirom Balimatzai is an extension of the Isra Achila. And it's not Dvarim Nachol. You see? So apparently the Rambam held the Isra Balirom Balimatzai is measured in its own framework of being a Matzah. And in order to be a matzah, what do you need? You need a be'en. You see? In other words, the be'en idea in the Rambam comes into play when you have a framework of Balirom Balimatzah. You see what I mean? Because in that framework, be'en makes a difference. What am I keeping? It's nifsa, there's no tzura. You see, tzura makes a difference under the isra of Balirom Balimatzah. It doesn't make any difference in achila. And Dvar Manacholim, it's an Ochel. You see? So what the Rambam is saying, that's why the Rambam's idea is that Balirua Balimatzai is measured in its own terms. In terms of, is it here, existing, or not existing? So existing and not existing are categories, are different types of, qualitatively different types of categories than Achila. And so he said, then I have to know, is it a year? Well, what are my criteria? So the Rambam measured it. Is it a substance? Is there a substance there? So the question is it existing? The answer has to be contingent on, depend on, the, is there a substance? That's what the Rambam says. So there, that's where Ba'en comes in. So Ba'en comes in the frame of a Bali Ram, Bali Matzah. Doesn't come in, it's a whole different concept of Ba'en in the framework of Achila. That's a whole different idea. Then if it's a Tocha Tafshu and it's Kezayis Bechdei Achila's Pras, then it's Mamasho, because that's the whole institution of Achila. But that's an end of the Yisra Achila. But the Yisra Bali Ram, Bali Matzah is not simply an extension of the Yisra Achila. For war, so then over here would be us. But Bali Ram, Bali Matzah going to Ram operates in its own right, in its own framework. And that framework is existence. So existence is contingent upon is there a substance here? It has nothing to do with eating. That's not is there a substance here? So that's why the Ram distinguishes. If it's Ram and Echolim, so then it's definitely considered a ban. You see, it's definitely considered a ban. But if it's Ram Shein and Echolim, and now you want to know if you're over by Rav Bali Matzah, so now you have a different criterion. You have to see, is it existing? What do you mean is it existing? Is there a substance here? So that's what the Rambam says, if it's, there's no tzuras achomets, tzuras achomets is nefseres, if the tzuras achomets is nefseres, so the Rambam says, very nicely, that the, you can't call it by Rabbi Matzah. What is found in my Rishos? There's nothing existing here. Okay? Let's take a look at the debate. Okay? He says, Kigana Triat for the Yotzibo. Afo Pisha Mutila Kaimo. It's Mutila Kaimo. You see, Osul Ochlo Aracha Pesach. The Afo Pisha Inbo Menachomets of a Kolshu, or is Osul Ochlo. You see? So it's a strange thing. How come he's so machmer even on Osul Ochlo for the Kolshu? Because he holds that with regard to the Yisra Achilo, it's measured in a different way. In that, there's no pitul. So if you're Ochlo, so then you're over. Okay? There's no pitul, so you're in a Kolshu. But that has no bearing on the Yisra of Bali Ram, Bali Matzah. Because you can't measure Bali Ram, Bali Matzah in those terms. You have to measure it in terms of, is it a substance of this? Is the substance here or not? And since it's not Ochel, since it's not Michael Kolodom, so there is no Tziruf. Machmas what? Machmas, the institution of Achila, there's no Tziruf. So now I have to look at it as a ban. Is there a ban? There's no ban, so it's Mutal Kaimon.
And it's not Michael.
What?
It's not Michael Hakman Basar Achila.
No, because it's not Michael, because it's, I mean, why do I consider it a Maisa Achila? That's a good question. Well, why, if it's not Michael, Kol Adam, I mean, is Ram agree with the Rosh's idea of Achshavai? I mean, is it Allah of Achshavai? Or the Rambam holds, I don't know, it's a good question. But one thing you see clearly, that the Isra Achila and the Isra Bali Ra and Bali Matzah, according to Rambam, are measured in two different frameworks. That's different than ordinarily everybody learns the other Rishon. It's an extension. The Rambam says, no, it's two different systems. There's a system for measuring Isuri Achila, and a separate system for Bali Rabbi Matzah. What's the essence of the system by Rabbi Matzah? Is the substance there?
If it's
a Shem, that's considered Matzah. That's right. If it's Dvar Manech Cholim, so then it's considered a Matzah. Because it's a Matzah under the framework of Dvar Manech Cholim, under an Ochel. So that gives it existence as an Ochel. But if you don't have that category there, now we have to look at it as a raw substance. There's no Tzura, there's nothing there. So how could I go by Rabbi Matzah? But at the same time, Ramos and Yisra Maisa feel we still prevail. Because it's not butl and you are Ochel Chometz. There's one of the Rav HaMagid on Perek Aleph HaLachot Tov. So he has like this, he says, Avol, he says, he dismisses the rabbi's question. He says, Yesh Dibar Beinu Tema Ach Lo Ino, a Rav of Ramza. Who? Lo makasa b'chzayis b'chveachilas pras malchus levad upatro mekareis v'osem izem mitzvah miyuchedes v'psichas ha'alocha asherei kol sheyesh bo k'zayis b'chveachilas pras mashna b'gemara del rabbanon chiyuv gomor ve'en lahem l'chachamim mikra miyuso l'taruvas v'arei chela v'dam ein sham mikra l'taruvasan.
The Ram himself has that. That is Asperger, Mamasho, and Tamo. For Rambanzal, Ian Zer, Behasigo, Alminina, Behasigo, Alminina Mitzvahs. The Hitchell of the Sifra. Okay? So who really answered that question? Because we said that it's a different kind of an essence.
Right.
It's only if it's Kzayis B'Fechel, I mean, Kzayis B'Fechel is Prasi, right? That's not the problem. It's against the Rambam, right? So he learns like Ramban, that once Chometz becomes Aser, it's Kesher Isurim. You treat it like a regular double Aser. So what is Yeruvo? So Yeruvo is less than Kzayis B'Fechel. So what is the Rif saying, basically? Now what? So the Rif saying, but it says it's still us, even according to the Chacham. But it's a question of if there's a love, if it's a love of Kol Mehmetz, also that. But the Rif is saying basically that you can't have a Shem Taruvas Chometz if you have Kezayas Bechayachilas Pras. Because Kezayas Bechayachilas Pras is Alacha and Gufo Shalom Dabba. In other words, if you have Kezayas, you don't have to come on to a concept of Taruvas. That's Allah and the Guf HaDavar. The Guf HaDavar is Nesari B'Chvechel's Pras. So, it's a condition in the Achilas Aris. So that's not Taruvas altogether. So the Shem Taruvas first emerges when you have less than Kezayas B'Chvechel's Pras. That's where you have a Shem Taruvas. That's what the Rif is saying. So what's the definition of Taruvus? So according to the Rif, that's precisely the definition of Taruvus, where the entity emerges, the Shir HaIsur emerges not from the thing itself, but from the thing with something else. That's Iruva. And where the Shir HaIsur emerges from two sources. This thing plus something else. That's a rule. Okay. All right. Let's take the Balamor.
We just have a
so the Balamor is definition of content. So he says that if it's Nikr Mamasho, so then you don't need content. But it's only where it's not Nikr Mamasho, Rum Nimcha Vesoch. And that's, you only get Malchus on that where? By Yisurei Nazir, right?
Yeah.
But you can't learn Malchus from there to other Yisurei. Malchus will be a violation of the principle of Einon Shemen Adin. So what are you telling you by that? That Tamki Iker is not a Gilui Milsa on the Derech Achila of the Dabar Asa. It's not the rest of the wars, and then you wouldn't say Einon Shemen Adin.
Right.
But it's a reboot. That this too is a Dabar Asa. But where you, it's a secondary Issa. But the secondary Issa, where you get Malchus, you don't say get Malchus on the secondary form in this case. You can't say get Malchus on the secondary form in another case. So apparently, that's what the Balmar is saying, that there's two levels of Issa. There's the primary Issur, we have the Guf HaKavar, Mamasho Nikah B'Socho. So you have the Ben, it has the quality of Ben. If it doesn't have the quality of Ben, that's the end of that realm of Issur. Then you're not involved in the primary Issur. But you're involved in the secondary Issur. Tamki Iker Issur. Different kind of Issur. Tamki Iker. And that Tamki Iker Issur, the Torah tells you get Malchus by Nasir, But it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get malchus in every case of the secondaries. According to our claim, it's very nice, but it's two separate things. In other words, if you eat the gufat davar, you consume the gufat davar, that's a serious one. But once you get rid of the ban, that's it. The ban is an essential. So that realm of this is gone. But there's a secondary issa that if you take the davar asa, take the chazan, and you involve it as an entity, not as a ban, but you involve it as an entity in enhancing the its functions as an enhancer in the kedera, so then you're over a different kind of issa. Then you're over a different kind of issa. Tom kicker is. That's why it's called Tom kicker. Because that's what it means. Tom kicker means that now you're involving it in a realm of Mesinas Tom. Whereas the same Kizayas of Chazal can be consumed directly. That's the actual issue. That's the primary issue of the Torah. But what if you take that Kizayas of this and you don't eat it? Ban. So the ban is gone. Ben is gone, there's no chazer anymore. But the Torah said, if you take that ben of chazer, and it's nimua, the self atapsha, and it functions to enhance its the tapsha, in other words, its role as a, its function as an asinas tam, and the tapsha was realized, so it's in a different form, it's not realized now in itself. But it used to make the kedera its function. In other words, a food as a function of an asinas tam. That's a property. That's an essential property of the chazer. So if you have the chazer function with its property of an asinas tam in the kedera, so that's a second issue. It's not a chilas chazer. It's using the essential quality of the chazer in the kedera. So if you consume that, so then you're violating a secondary aspect. That's what it means. Nimuach b'sofa. Nimuach b'sofa means to say that it contributes. You're using the element of the ochal, which is to contribute to tam, that's the essential function of the ochel. So you're partaking of the, not of the ochel as a substance, but of the ochel in terms in the framework of its quality, of an osein tam. That's how you're partaking of it. It's partaking of the quality of the thing without partaking of the thing itself. So that's a secondary kind of it. You're not allowed to do that. In other words, but you're out of the realm of the major issue. The major issue, really, the essential issue is to consume the schefza. Once the ban is gone, there is no schefza. But if the ban, even though in spite of the fact that the ban is gone, but if you've extracted from the ban its essential attribute, which is to contribute to the kedera in the sinas tam, and you partake of that entity in the framework of achila, then you're over a secondary. But you must have the achilas pras, because then you can't say you partook of the attribute of the chefza, because then you don't have the chefza. If you don't have the shear of kezayis to take a response, you can't say that. So you're saying you're extracting from the chefza its potential of enhancing the kedera. So, but you can't diminish the shear, so then you have no relationship to the chefza as well.
Would you have to eat the whole thing?
Yeah. Because then you're not partaking of it. You don't eat the whole thing, not partaking of the issa in its role, its functional role of being no seitan. So he says, but what? So he says, having stuff for issa, even though it doesn't have the tamas, and even though you only eat from the whole thing, what? The kezayis But he says, Chetzim, and I have to have a Chetzim, Minoris, and Mitzvah, and Zelazah. Mitzvah, and Zelazah. So what's this? What do you mean, Mitzvah, and Zelazah? I want to know. Magic, and how does it work? I didn't stop himself. And then he says, Hatter. You don't have a shared desires. Right, but he's saying that that's the Chomer, that's the Chomer of the. So we have that, you don't need that. You don't need that Tom Kickling have that. Right? You have that. If the Torah tells you that that's the case, so then you don't need to come on to what? Tom Kickling. That's a Chomer of the. In other words, now he's emphasize. I mean, he does not want to say that you have to stop listening, but Tom says any role. Why not? We don't know. It would be so bad if you'd say, okay. So and have to stop listening, you need Tom also. Doesn't want to say that. So it's I in the Mishnah, these cases have Tom. So he says, no, because in the Mishnah it's a Tom Chadash. But it's not Tom Osho Issa. It's not Tom Ashlosser. So, it's not Tom Ashlosser. So, you see that now you can go back on his definition of Tom Kicker. He doesn't know what Tom Kicker is, a thing of Isaias. And you use it to contribute in the Talibus. You see, that's not, because otherwise it would Tom Chayesh be good. That's the role. The role of the food is to contribute to the Tom. So, he doesn't know that one. He holds that the Isser of Tom Kicker is related exclusively to the Dover Os, to the original Kesayas of Chazal. That you can't partake of it in terms of its role of Nesinas Tom. So it must be its Tom. That's the Isser. The Isser is, the primary Isser is to consume it as a Ben. The secondary Isser is to consume it under the framework of its functional role in Achilah. It must be the time of the thing. It must be the time. And the Tom Chodesh is Tom Chodesh not relating anymore to the Yisr. Tom Chodesh now is so Tom Kikr is Aloha and how you consume the Kizayas or Yisr. Okay, I consume the Kizayas. You can consume it two ways. Substantially in substance, or you can consume it functionally. And it's under its functional role you can consume it. But it's two methods of consuming the essence.
That's not good. That's going to be real.
It's
very real.
Yes. Yeah, it's what?
Generally, Tom Chodesh.
Oh, yeah, that's tough. The Tom always says Nikar B'Socha. It's Nikar B'Socha than you can consume. Think of itself. Really? So therefore, he maintains his position. Now, what? That our mission is not Tom Kicker. But our mission is what? It's Hetem Asafis. Okay, but apparently from the Balamor, you see, it's not just, it can't just be just a limo here. He's saying that there are two runs, two levels here. Right? Two levels. That if you have a choice, you go first Tom Kicker. And once you have Tom Kicker, then what's next? Then hit the Mestafis. It's next in line. So what Shaychus is there between that? First of all, what is hit the Mestafis? And what Shaychus is there between hit the Mestafis? It sounds like there's a continuity. And not just, nothing to do, so I'll say it's hit the Mestafis. It has to be a continuity, right? And a conceptual continuity. So where is the conceptual continuity? Of course, the question really brings us back to the whole idea of Hetem Stach Whistle. What kind of concept? We're in Hetem Stach Whistle. And we just can't take anything happening. And in Hetem Stach Whistle, simply we have to use one precise. And even though it's not a full precise, it would seem like this, that, I mean, actually, it would be with Shitasa, there is a continuity. There is a line of reasoning that follows straight here. See, the way he's learning Tom Kicker is, like he said, that it has to be the Tom of the Isser itself. So it's a secondary halacha on the consumption of the Isser. You're consuming the Isser by its, you're consuming the Isser by relating to its essential properties, its essential functional properties, which is tam. So that's why it must be the tam of the Isser. When hit the mitzvah li Isser, it's a lochet mitzvah from the shir. What do you mean it's mitzvah from the shir? I mean, and he was very careful to say half and half. I mean, rov would certainly be. But he doesn't say rov, he just wants to show even half. Even half, you don't need rov. Okay? So what is the idea? The idea is that generally, that if ordinarily, let's say you have a chatzi shir of kezayis. Okay? So if you consume a chatzi shir of kezayis, so you have two problems. One problem is you don't have kezayis. But you have another problem. The problem is that you consumed it without a maisa achila. Because ain't achila chusam kezayis. So the consumption did not involve a maisa achila. Right?
Yeah.
So what he's saying over here in Heter Mitzaref Le'Isser is that the Heter is Mitzaref to the Isser in which framework? In the Maisach. So now it comes out that the Isser was involved in a Maisach. So the Torah is telling you that even though you don't have the Shear, but if the Isser is involved in a Maisa Achila, that's also us. That's happening to start this.
How about if it's less than Chatzis Tzayis?
So, he doesn't say. That's a good question. Would it be Butl? That's a good question. I think he could possibly say in the Balamor that really that would answer that much. Less than Chatzis what? But from Chatzis and up.
Identity of the object is still
intact. That's right. You still have an entity of this. He holds it if the entity, so therefore he goes in order. What he says is like that's why it's an order. What is the order? The first thing is the primary issue is what? Is where you consume the thing itself. Now the secondary issue is where you have the thing and you consume it, but in the framework of its functional properties of Nesinas Tam. So you're consuming it in a different framework. And the third thing is that the Isser only has to be involved in a Maisachila. That if the Isser is involved in a Maisachila, you can't consume it then either. So that's why it steps. It's like three steps. That's the Balam. But that's what the Baal HaMor says, that's what the Baal HaMor holds, that in Hittim, it's time for Yisr, there's no concept of time. Because there's nothing to do with the concept of the same time. What do you got to do with it? Separate idea. It's an idea that you can't consume the Yisr in a framework of Achila. So what is Achila Kizayas? So Hittim, it's time for Yisr, it means to say, what do you mean Hittim, it's time for Yisr? It means that you don't view the Achila as relating exclusively, separately to the Isser. You don't, in other words, in the Maisa Achila, you don't look at the Chatzis Zayis of Isser as being a separate entity. Because if it were, it wouldn't be able to be considered that it's involved in a Maisa Achila. So the heter is mitzaref to the Isser, and therefore you can't separate it out. So if you can't separate it out, so it's one maisachila. So it's one maisachila. So now the Isser is involved in a maisachila. That's what the Baal HaMor said. That's what Baal HaMor should do.
It's not the angle.
See, it's a good question. The question of ban. And by heter mitzaref to Isser, even though it's not a ban. But I think maybe that's what he means. He calls it the Chomar Gadol. What does it mean, the Chomar Gadol? It means that this thing cannot be involved in a Maisachil. So you don't need a Kezayas. If you don't need a Kezayas, So then there's no halacha anymore of mamasha. The halacha of mamasha is only where you have a substance. You need a substance of this, sir. So you must have a kezias. Now the question is the conditions of the kezias. The anarchy of certain time. But all those kind of requirements can only have if you have a substance of a if there's a halachic recognition of the substance of it. But that's why he calls this chom agadol, because and we said there's two problems. A guy eats a chatzizayas. One problem is he doesn't have the substance of a kezias. And the other problem is lack of my zachilah. So the chom agadol is that this thing cannot be involved in a ma'aseh achilah. So if it can't be involved in a ma'aseh achilah, so it means that you don't need a kezias for substance. So if that's the case, you can't talk about it nimuach or not nimuach, because the requirement for substance, has been removed. And Bond's question is, if that's the case, is a masha? Is a masha? Good question. But it would seem that once you forfeit the sheer desires of the substance, so you're saying this thing can't be involved in a maisa achila, so now it doesn't matter anymore if it's ban or not. There's nothing, there's no ban to talk about. Because you don't have a ban of this to begin with. That's the only question is that how does it get started? Because it seems logical. But in order to have something to talk about, you got to have a banavis. So what do you mean it can't be involved? What can't be involved? What are you referring to? And it seems what the Balmor is saying is that in a regular Isser, the Torah says that even if you have chatzizayas, so it's not nothing, it's chazulis terufi. And the Mar says it's a chazulis terufi. So the reason why chatzizayas you're not Chayav Malkus, is because of the fact that it's even though it's Osmer Rice, it's not the same as it's a separate, but the quality of the thing is there. But the Torah doesn't consider the Isser Achila unless you have a Shear. It's not considered being involved in an Isser Achila unless you have the Shear that's constituted of the thing itself. Otherwise, in other words, in order to have a Shear Isser, the Torah only recognizes the entity of achila if the shear consists of the thing itself. See, if it consists of something else, so the Torah doesn't recognize the thing as being involved in a ma'aseh achila. By the chumrah, hetem mistaf li iser, the Torah is saying that this davar aser, even as long as it's involved in a maisa achila of a kezias, it's usher. And the maisa achila does not have to be made up of the thing itself. Even if it's made up of the thing and something else, it's still considered involved in the maisa achila. So in other words, you don't need shear in order to create a maisa achila. So that's the Sigmund Advar. I mean, so once again, so that's the Sigmund Advar. That you have, according to the Balamor, you have Gufo Shel Isser Be'en. Okay? Yeah. So Rashi's definition of Be'en. Let's go with this. So the Sigmund Advar is like this. That the consuming it in Be'en, that's the primary Isser. And the secondary Isser is, if the BN is gone, but it's as a functional entity, it still exists. The same kezias consumed in the under the framework of its nesinas tam. The nesinas tam is there as a functional entity. Then you're over also. That's a secondary issue, and that's mishnas. And the third is the Chom HaGadol is
that you involve the Isser, that the Isser is involved in a Maisachi. You're not allowed to involve. That's a third level. You don't even have the Shir Isser. But as long as the Dover or Usser is involved in a Maisa Achila, so then you're also open. So it's three things with regard to the Cheftz to the Dover or Usser. That's the Balamah. Okay. Now the thing is, so Moshe Nachum's question is, that why, that how does it work when it's not a Ben? I mean, it's a good question. But the fact that it does work when it's not a Ben is true. Because that's the machlokes, according to Rabbi Akiva, Mishras comes for Hetem and Starev Liyisr, and Chatas comes for Hetem and Starev Liyisr, and the Shneiks from Boink Echon and Neim Malamdin, and Tom Ke'ikar Rabbi Akiva derives from Giulei Akum. That's what Akiva's point. The Hachomim Magid, the Hachomim have Mishras is Tom Ke'ikar, and Chatas is what? Is Hetem and Starev Liyisr, and Giulei Nachrim, you can't learn after that, because Giulei Nachrim is Kiddush. So the Kiva learns out from Mishras Hetem Mustafa Yisur and from Chatas Hetem Mustafa Yisur, which makes them one get one of them. One from Mishras Tom Kiker from and what do you call it? And Chatas, you don't learn from Kachim, so Chatas is Hetem Mustafa Yisur. And you would not, they don't learn from universally because they hold it's a chiddush, but it's time of God. But those are the two shittas. But the Rash brings down a third shita, the shita of Rabbonin that argue in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar Kutach HaBavli, they don't hold Tom Kikam in the Raisa. Why? So they use Mishras Lehetim Etzdaf Liyisr like Rabbi Akiva, and they use Chata Shneksim Bankechanim London, and Gil Enochim they hold the chiddush. So they hold, he says that the Rosh is, that's the Shita, Dikul Mandama, time of Loma Masho, Drabbanan. Time of Loma Masho is Tom Kikam. Okay. That's what the Balma is. Time of Loma Masho is Loshan Amarayan, and Tom Kik is Loshan Amarayan. Okay, so I'll call upon him by Chatas and start with this. Okay. So the thing is that the Chatas is Hetem Mustafa Yisr. That's a big problem because only Bria and the Kedera. I mean, it's not a Shigim Basar. What's the case?
There's no Tom there.
So the question is, that's Bria. So that's a little difficult. I mean, so the Balamar is going to say in such a case that that's called Hetem Mustafa Yisr. Yeah, that's hard according to the Balamar. Because there's no substance of Tom there. I mean, there's no substance there, just Tom. Sorry. There's no substance there, just Tom. That the Balmor holds for sure, but Chatas Hetem Mustafa Yisr. As a matter of fact, he says, the Gemara in Chulam, and the Gemara says that it's Tom Kikar, the Gemara is saying Lav Dafka. On the surface, he's right. Because the Gemara over here says that Chatas and Mishras, according to Rabbi Akiva, both teach you the same thing. Shneiksim Abon Kechot. And they're teaching Hetem Mustafa Yisr. Very hard. Gemara in Chulam. Gemara calls it Tom Kikar. It's very hard. I mean, it's against this Gemara. It's about the Sanskrit. So he says it's locked up. Balamor says Lashna with his love, but it's locked up. So at any rate, it comes out that according to the Balamor, that by Chatas the concept is Hetem and Starfli Yisr. But how do you have Hetem and Starfli Yisr by Bulia? There's one interesting thing in the Balamor. In the Balamor, he learns, he says like this, he says, when he asks this question, he says, in the case of the, and he says, Chomet Pesach, Nami Nachshavesh, Hetem Sarf, the Super Lord, Alma Hetem Sarf, this is Taima Nami Yisbei. Okay, because he's speaking about this case in the Mishnah. So he says, Yesh loshel lahakish bein tam latam. She kol evu mashim mishtan afkish shehim asim latam tam mishtan al deyir latam acher. Shein tam la isra shuva dugad nira beir. But she who messiah lesses latam chadash.
And then he says, the tam zeh shehu machadesh be'eruvo goram lo lizbar b'pesach v'lavo olav v'azho v'eino misbatel v'kachol ha'isun shebetorah. What do you mean? What do you have to say? He considers that hetem misaf v'yisra, right? So it's hetem misaf v'yisra, so what do you have to bother with the tam chadesh for? So it seems tam does play a role. Okay, that's one difficulty, yeah. So apparently the Baal HaMor held that Tom plays two roles. Tom plays a role if you want to measure whether you're consuming the Dover Osser. That's one role. Okay. Then Tom also plays another role simply in creating the Tziruf. In other words, in order to say that this heftz is involved in a maisa achila of the other heter, of the heftz shel heter, there must be a relationship between the two. So therefore, you need a tam chorash. But that's tam chorash. So apparently, he holds there must be a tziruf. In order to consider that the Issa is involved in a Maisa Achila of a Dvar Heter, there must be some kind of relationship between the Dvar Heter, and the Dvar Issa. But just to have a relationship, as long as it's Tam Chodesh is good. So the Mitzarif is, the relationship is that one affected the other in the culinary process. So if there's no relationship, then you can't think there's no risk.
Yeah, yeah.
There has to be Tom Chodesh. I mean, you have to have at least Tom Chodesh. Okay. And another interesting, the Baal HaMor. We go down further in the Baal HaMor. Take a look. Go down further in the Baal HaMor. He says, the Amrin of the Paragid Anasha, right after the Hetem Sefer. So the Gemara says over there, that's the Gemara's question, how can you learn that from there? So the Gemara says, no, you learn that from the Lakula. So the Gemara says, not Lakula. My contrary, it's Lakula. Well, I could really say that it's Chad Betray Bot Meraisa. He says, no, I'm the main word, the Beshishim. The Beshishim of Beno St. Tom, Lav the Raisa, who? Don't think it means that Shishim is not the rice. I mean, Kolosu Tar, I mean, he knows it. That what? Shishim. Elohim Prusha. You love the other one of the Eil Nozir, the Shishim, who be Nozir, the No Saint Tom, I mean, it's a Basaru, because I was in the Kol Tarakula. Basaru Bazar Prusha. The Emir Rice, Chabitre Bottom. The din echad is shir shishim b'min b'mino, v'no same tam b'min b'shein amino. That's in us. I'm a rabbi. I'm a bar mitzvah. I'm a bar mitzvah. I'm a bar mitzvah. Okay. So now he's saying that shishim is the rice, right? But before he says the whole definition of tam kicker is where you consume the desires. Isn't that right? Right? It says clearly before. He says, Nakod Haikol of Yotcha. And he says, the fish ain't Tom Kaker Omar Al Dovashi Yej Bo Kishir Kizayas Mino Isser, who Nimchabo, the Nikabo Taino, who Ocha Mino Fechas Prashir Kizayas Mino Isser Nimchabo. Zeru Tom Kaker Shaosu Bahala Tarakula. And now he's saying Shishim. Isn't that an open contradiction? Right?
And it says that's the one that you don't get machus for also.
The which one?
The one that the eyes for the
You don't get machus.
Yeah.
I know, it's like wild. Shishim is excited for his balance. I mean, way over. Wow. wild by that. I mean, it's a standing on mark. I mean, the only thing it forced to say would be that he must hold that since Kizayis Bechdeh Hilas Pras with the Muach Besocha, so you're going to be Chayev, really. There's no Malkus. It means there's no Malkus because in Onshim and Adin. But that's a separate Och and Onshim. But in terms of the Isser Achila, it's a complete full-fledged Isser. Complete full-fledged Isser. Okay, because you consume the Kizayis in its functional representation. Okay? But since that's the case, so if you just have the tum, so it would be pachas mikashir. Chatzishir. So I mean, then you have to say chatzishir is asmar rais. I guess because he's saying that what are you lacking if it's not kizayis b'feichel it's pras, so you're lacking in the shir. They're lacking in the shear. So that would help out a little bit when you come to the case of Chatas. Why? Because then it will come out the Beliya and the Beliya from the Chatas into the other Basar is not nothing. It's a Beliya of a Chatzis Shear Tam. Right? And then you're going to have to say it's a blue of Chatzishir of Tom. But that would never involve, let's go like a prime, that would never involve, that's a separatist of Chatzishir. But that would never involve, when this is the Raisa of Chatzis. So in order to reconstruct the Isser Chatzis in the Dover Hanivla, in the Basa Hanivla, you're going to have to make recourse to Hetem Estafli Issa. Because in Hetem Estafli Issa, the shear doesn't matter. In Hetem Estafli Issa. So if you're going to say in the Beliya that it's a Beliya Shatsi Shear, you see, so the Beliya is going to be Chatsi Shear. Maybe that's the continuity of the Baal HaMoar. But he wants to show you that, because he has to explain Chatas. So he says, don't think that Shishim, that might be his whole gist of his argument. He's saying that now you have a problem with Chatas, because we were just talking about Chatas. So the Chatas, you have to mistake this, but you know that Chatas, you have to mistake this, so you have to say that Shishim is the rice. Right? Because since Shishim is the Raisa, so now you have Bli in the other bus. And in terms of Hetem Estafli Isser, the Shear doesn't matter. Because the Isser is to consume the Pachas Mikashir through a Maisachila. It can't be involved in a Maisachila. So you'll have to say over here that the Balua from the Chatas, the Balua from the Chatas now is contained in the other Basra. And now Hetem Etzdarfli Isser will create the Isser of what? The Isser Achila. Without Hetem Etzdarfli Isser, you can't do it because it'll be Pachs Mekashir. But here this being about Rayash against the Rav. Because over here you're saying that the Beliya of the Chatas is in the, it's Pachas Mekashir. Oh no, not Rayash, because he's saying the Isser of Achilas Chatzishir. The Isser of Achilas Chatzishir is a separate Isser of all Chatzishir. Yeah, but the Chatzah is still the entity. So therefore, you're consuming the entity. You're consuming the entity through what? Through a maisa achila of the besar chulin, let's say. Consuming the entity. So it'll be an iser. That's an iser. That's the chomar gadol. That's the chomar gadol. Chomar gadol is even pachas from the shir of the entity can't be involved in a maisa achila. Pachas shir osmata nasmata is we lacking. Is where you're lacking a shir achila. That's what. Plus a shir in the Asmanat Torah is where you're lacking a shir achila. That's why it's a separate issue of kol chela, according to Reb Chaim, because it's a separate issue. There's no shir achila. But over here, there is a shir in achila, because that's the hetem star of the issue. So that's what he's saying. So it doesn't matter if the hetem star of the issue works on an iser, which is a substance, which is a chatzi shir, or if it works on a buya, doesn't matter. That's what he's saying. It doesn't matter. So the iser, yes, this is not an iser yet. So if you wouldn't have that in the start of the iser, and you have shishim less than shishim, for instance, say over chatzi shir. But how could you have less? And how can you have a chatzi shir and still be over midaraisa? The answer is the mechanism of hetem star of the iser. Because that would mean now you're consuming it through an entity of what? Of a shir. It's involved in a shir achir. If you don't have that mechanism, so then it's only b'fnei atzmos, so it's only a chatzi shir. The one thing that's good is he's saying when the Gemara says in Tehillim, it's tam ke'ikar, it's not completely off. It's just not precise. Because it is based on tam. It's based on Tam Ki'ikah. If there were no halacha of Tam Ki'ikah, you couldn't ask it. But since there's a halacha of Tam Ki'ikah, so hetem star for Issa could work on the Tam Ki'ikah. The Gemara wasn't exact, the Gemara wasn't precise. When it's Tam Ki'ikah, I understand. But our Gemara is more precise. Because really it's not Tam Ki'ikah, because without hetem star for Issa, Tam Ki'ikah can't do anything. It's supposed to be a shir. But hetem star for Issa takes away the shir problem. So it works out perfectly. Okay, so he's quoting Yerushalmi. So he's saying Yerushalmi says Rabbi Yehoshua Rabbi Kol Nosnei Ta'amim Ein Lokin Aleinu Atziyitam Ta'am Amoshel Shalish. So I guess he means to say that's a riot to his original definition of Tam Ki'ikah, that it has to be Kizayis the Chelitz Pras in order to get Malkus. Okay, what? And it doesn't have to be bad. No, I'm sorry, excuse me. It must be banned. That's a riot to his, in order to get Malkus, it must be banned. I'm sorry. It must be banned because I spoke to Achim. Achiyitom ta'amamasha shalosim. No, maybe it was right the first time. Achiyitom ta'amamasha shalosim. But the only thing is, but it's against this principle that he laid down before, that what? I mean, it's a question. What it means, right? Because it's against this principle laid down before that anyone should not damn. I mean, I'm in doubt as to what he means. Tam mamasha is mean mamasha. He should say that he says tam mamasha. Implication of tam mamasha is that it's nimcha besocha. You know what I mean? That's the implication. Yeah. But then it would be against the principle of Ein Onshin Menadin. But it could be also Shalmi argues on that. But let's go further. Yeah. So I think that what it means is that Zeres Halacha is that what? Even if it's not Kazayas B'Chelitz Pras, right? And maybe Reb Zera also holds that you only can have Nazir, but you can't go to Ein Onshin Menadin. And Rabbi Abba Bar Mommel said, "Kol is not main hetem mistafen nozer is hetem mistafen." So that he's showing you that in nozer, it is even more than what. It is even more than tam kikah. Right? Because in tam kikah you have to consume the whole thing, but over here, just one kizayis would also be chayav. Masnita mesayel ledain, masnita mesayel ledain. Must need to say over Reb Zera. Okay. So I guess he's saying, to figure it out, to see that this is a riot to him. I think what he means is that the Rebzer is a riot to the what? To the Rebzer is a riot to the idea that it's Prophet's Mekashir. Right? But even if it, that even if it's Tom Mamash Ella Tom Mamash Isra. Rather than Mamal is a riot that he starts the Isra like by Chata Stubuya. You say the idea of Hetman Starfleis. So he's saying we don't hold like the Yishalmi, but the Yishalmi nevertheless represents the ideas that he presented. Right? Namely, the first idea of, I think that's what he must learn what we learned at first. In other words, that's Tama Masha. That Tama Masha shall listen, Yishalmi's saying. That's the Nuach. That's the primary issue. And it's a little different because he also gets Malchus. But that's a detail. But then the second case is Shishim, and the third case is really the same duplication of the case by Chatas. That through the Bliel, the use Hetman Staf Lisa be Yasser even exact. In other words, Machlokes and the Yishalmi is where the Mishras is what? Is Hetman Staf is Tom Kicker or Hetman Staf Lisa? And that's nafkamina. That's why he's saying, says clearly, if you ate a kazayas, then you'll be over. If you all have to start this, which is exactly what he said, that's the whole difference between, it's a completely different thing by having to start this than by Tom Kicker. So he's showing you the Yishalmi has these positions that are basically the positions that they argue in halacha, but the idea, the concepts are the same as the ones that he's setting forth. There is one more point, we're going to get a basic point of it. And this point, I think the Rambam goes off as a different shot than the other Rishonim. Fitting in line with what we said before in the Rambam. But the question is, where does all this fit into Kol Machmetzes? How does all this fit into Kol Machmetzes? But he does have a reference to it, to explain that. Because he says like this, he says that he says Vahainu, if you go up about 10 lines from the wide lines up towards the end of the line. Vahainu the Hashminu. Vahainu the Hashminu Lakuli River Masnissan Batam and Staff Yisr. Velo Hashminu Batan Kirker. Vafilu Hachi Machayevu Rabalaza Bazara. See, over there he's trying to explain that. Because the question is that it's considered that what? That it's Tom, it's a Hetman Staf Lieser over here. He says, why? Because he's explaining. Because there's no real Tomo Shel Iser. Okay? So it's Hetman Staf Lieser. But it's Hetman Staf Lieser. Yeah. Yeah, so it's Hetem Staf Leiser. It's Hetem Staf Leiser, and it's Balav. So he means to say that you can't construe the Yisr in the Mishnah with Gata Chometz without making recourse to the mechanism of Hetem Staf Leiser. It's not a new Yisr of Kamach Metzes. So that's why I think Rambam's learned differently. Rambam learned Kamach Metzes as a separate issue because he has a different concept of the Chafetz Cholos. It's a Silchas Chometz and Matzah, like you said. But according to these Rishonim, it's treated like the Rambam, the Balmar, treated like a regular Chafetz Cholos. So the question is, what kind of halacha is Kamach Metzes? What kind of halacha is Kamach Metzes? So Kamach Metzes, you can't just answer it. How does it work? So that's what we're saying. It works with Hetman Staf Leiser. There's one powerful question on the whole thing. It comes out that the shloshik is a blank echad, not shnex is a blank echad. Because chometz itself is hetem and staf leiser. Taisha is the question, in a different way. Because Taisha says, the one that says that Mishum David knows the chata shnex and blank echad, tenel rash bom, ala komen knows the chometz. The Rabbi Akiva Doris Kol, the part of the rules, and the more says Dashin Kol, so Dashin Kol Mach Metzes also Chol, so it's place discussion. That's the only question. But the Balamor, that's what the Balamor is saying, that Kol Mach Metzes, that's why the Gemara says Kol Mach Metzes is not a new concept, it's a concept of Hetman Staf Leiser. That's what I learned. That you can't consume that drop of chametz even in heter. Even in heter. And says that's why the Gemara uses heter masaf liyisr and not tam kikah, because that's the chomer gadol, which is all inclusive. All inclusive. Not to exclude tam kikah. If it was kazayat liyisr, it was possibly that too. But the reason why the Gemara uses heter masaf liyisr is because that is the chomer gadol, that's all inclusive. And in many cases, you won't have the tam, it'll be a tam shemi, a tam chodesh. So therefore, you'll have to make mikvahs to heter mistachlis. And once you do that, that's the most conclusive form of iser for a davar also possible. That's the hierarchy. But the Rambam apparently learned that this sugya is a separate sugya of heter mistachlis and tam kikah. It has nothing to do with chomach matzis. Chomach matzis is different. That's a good possibility. All he's saying is that maybe the point of the Rambam was saying that the place cash no cash, because Tomach Matzah is a new phenomenon with regard to Chometz, because Chometz is a different nature of the Yis is different. But the point of the Rambam that says that's the Tameh Mikra, but once you have a double also, you have to have the regular double. That's all he's saying, but maybe that would answer the Tesh's question, Shnei Ksum Boin Kechad, why you can't say Shnei Ksum? Because the origin of the issue is different. That's right. Okay. The Gemara is in us that Lam Zayin Amar Alf. The Gemara says, Lam Zayin Amar Alf. Shtei Kupos Achas Shashun Lach Shafulin, right? Lefneim Shtei Sayin Achas Shafun Lach Shafun. But not for what we talk about, which name we talk. Okay. Why? What? Because Shani Yom, Achul Mutachul Nach. Shumu Tachul Nach. All right. So you see, you make them a Rabban. So Gemara says, "Yisak daif k'sayis b'zayi achilus pras is aser." Amay amin and shani yomer. But then the Gemara in this Gemara continues. Vishlam with the amin and mishum behet and mishum behet and stuff the ister gan the nefesh and chulin. So I hold that it works because after and stuff the ister. So since there's a lot of chulin, so you can't say hat and stuff the ister. That's a different concept of Hetem Safra. So what's that idea? That idea is that the Hetem is Mashlum Mashir of the Mashlum Mashir. That's a different idea. That idea you have like by for instance by Mikvah. You can have a substance that you can't really use for Tefillah, right? But it's Mashlum Mashir of Abayim. So it's Mashlum Mashir. So that's a separate idea of Hetem Stav Liyisr. Okay. So that actually goes against the Ma'amah, plus the Chatas. Okay. But anyway, so the difference in the Ramban and the Ma'amah, so the Ramban means that you don't need the Kazayas itself. The Ma'amah requires the Kazayas itself to be Mincha B'Sacha, but it's missing the end. Whereas according to the Ramban, as long as there's no saying Tom, a Tom got it, as if my Masha were there, but there he was pras, so then that's Tom Kikim and a Raisa, even though my Masha is gone. And that's where he brings a Raya from where? From the Shriya Sanat. When it gets mixed in general, he doesn't hold. The Balamor maintains when it's Limcha B'Socho, it lost its quality of the end, but the other qualities are there. He's maintained that Mamasha's bottle. Mamasha's bottle in the Talmud. There's no difference whether it's Mamasha's bottle. That's basically his argument. There's no difference, there's no reason for the Balamor to say, like he's hanging on to the thing, but it's not the end. If it's not the end, it's not there. It's bottle Mamasha. So, and that's why he says, and he proves it by saying, and that's why even if you have the tongue through Shriya, where you don't have Mamasha at all, it's then that's Tom Kikah.
So in Tom Kaker, there's no more, we don't relate anymore to Dover also. So in other words, what's the difference in Tom Kaker between him and between Baal HaMara? What?
He holds it's an independent fellow?
Yes, that's right. Because Baal HaMara holds it's a secondary matter to relate to the Dover also. And the Ramban maintains that it's a new phenomenon. It's a new phenomenon. It has nothing to do with the original. It's not a subsumed under the original Achilas HaEsek. Consumption of the Esek.
But according to Baal,
it's a new thing. It's a separate Chiddush of Tom Kaker. According to the Baal HaMara, it's only Tom Rishon, according to Baal HaMara. The Tom Kaker. Tom Rishon. But according to the Baal HaMara, it's a secondary issue that even if you don't consume the thing directly, it's not Malkus, but it's still another manner of consuming the Dover Asa. Whereas according to the Ramban, it's a new issue. It's a new idea. It has nothing to do. There's one thing is you eat the Gufa Dover. That's one thing. That's separate. Then there's another issue of Tom Kaker, a separate issue. The Gufa Shol Dover is gone. I don't think it's Tom Dover is more an essay. He's saying that even if the thing isn't there, how do you measure the time as if it were there? As if it were there. Because the Baal HaMara doesn't need that often. But the Baal HaMara, putting size to the Gufa, he has it. But he's saying that since there's no Mamasha anymore, so how do you measure it? So you measure it by Mamasha. If Mamasha were there, would this be a Tom Gufa like this? He's using the Russian Tom Gubble because he's saying the thing is not there. So that's why he's saying the thing isn't there, but there's a Tom.
A lot of Tom.
It's a lot compared to the amount that's in there. Because the thing isn't there. So there are two independent things. One is halacha in mamasho shalisser, and the other one is halacha in a derivative of the thing, which is Tamo, and Tamo is a new phenomenon. Okay, so that's what the Ramban is saying. That Tom Kaker has nothing to do with Hetem Starfli Isser. Because in Hetem Starfli Isser, there's two realms. There's a realm of Mamasha Shol Isser, and there's a realm of Tamo. They're two completely different realms.
What works well, that's what you just told you
that's
about
right. Tom. Tom is an independent entity. That's right. So now he's saying that Hetem at Starfli Issa has nothing to do with Tom, but has to do with what? With Mam, it's Halacha and Mamasha. Yeah. That somehow or other, if I say Hetem at Starfli Issa, so a hit of a Kazayas of Mamasha Shal Issa, if it's combined with a half of Kazayas of Heter, can create a whole entity of this. A whole entity of this.
You wouldn't need Tom?
Yeah, you need Tom. You also need Tom. You also must have Tom, though. What?
Yeah.
He says openly. Okay. In the beginning. Right. Yeah. Because otherwise you'd have Chametz, the Shani Ben Masha. So he also must be Tom. So there must be Nesinas Tom. So Nesinas Tom is necessary over here. Under a different framework. And the Sinas Tam converts the heter to Issa. See, according to the Ramban, in Tam Kaker, you have to consume the whole thing. They're saying Tam Kaker can do it. Okay, so therefore you have to consume the whole thing. So that's Allah, that's the system of Tam Kaker. That Tam takes the place of the substance. But Tom, that's really according to him, that's what it means, Tom Kaker. That Tom is treated as an ikker. It's treated as a substance. But the halacha with regard to what? Hetem Starfli Issa, that's halacha in Mamashas. So that's a different halacha altogether. I mean, in that case, you only need a kezayas. You only need a kezayas because it's mahapech the heter to Issa. So now you only need a kezayas. So one thing has nothing to do with the other. Right, so one thing has nothing whatsoever to do with the other. Two separate things. What?
They argue about the lush and what
happened. Right, but the Ramban is very clear.
Yeah, let's see.
It's clear. That's what I'm saying. He's saying these are two different things.
And one thing has nothing to do with the other. Over here, you're saying you mahapech the substance into a substance of Isser. It has nothing to do with Tam Kippur. It has to be Nelson Tam in order to do that, but it has nothing to do with Tam Kippur. And Tam Kippur, you're saying that you don't need a substance. Over here is a method of conversion of a substance. Over here, you're saying you don't need a substance. You don't need a substance, but if you have the Tam of a substance in Kedei Achilas Pras, then if you consume that whole thing, then you're over because you can, as if you consume the Iker. Okay, that's Tam Kippur. So one thing has nothing to do with the other. One thing is simply a question of the substance. Whether you have a substance, that's Hepnestachlis. The other thing is a question of something in lieu of the substance. In lieu of the substance. That Tom is in lieu of the substance. But that there's a new entity that's in lieu of the substance. And the other thing is saying you create a substance. It's two different phenomena. Okay, two different level of phenomena. You have one thing in lieu of the substance, and you have the creation of the substance. So that's what I'm about. That's the difference. Completely different. Yeah, that's correct. You're right. That shows you that the way he's not learning the Balamah like we learned it. And in other words, namely, he's just going up steps. That it's just that Hekim Stachlis is a higher, there's a hierarchy. Hekim Stachlis is the Chomar Gadol. There's two completely different phenomena. Yeah, according to what he says, in the end of what he's saying, just what he means is, because according to him, the question of Shishim is not the same as it is going to Balama. It's not going to be like a Chatzi Shir. Because the Issa is Nimcha Basoka. According to him, it's a completely different phenomenon of time. So if you say you need the time, Tom Gadol, and one of the shishim is a different thing. That's why I said he's not going into that. He's not going into that. His shishim is going to be not so simple. If the rice or not, it's not going to be a system of chasishir. Point that. It's a new phenomenon. That phenomenon only exists. Tom Gadol. Beyond that, there's nothing. According to the Balamor, you could say it's a chasishir because the is new for the socha. So that's what he means. He's not going to, you can't argue that. He's not supposed to argue that. So how does he work the case of Chatos? So it seems he works it the same way. That what? That Chatos works because of what? Because of, that's pretty much what the Balamor. That what? That the Tom Kikr. So you have the Tom in the Basar, and now we say that on Tom Ke'ikr you build Hetem Etzarefli Isser. And in other words, Hetem Etzarefli Isser can either take as its object Mamasho, yeah, the Gemara of Chulin. What is it? That's Sadi Zayim? Sarikas. So the Gemara of Chulin is an impossible Gemara, one that Ramban is quoting over here. We don't understand it more. Because Gemara says that the Chiddush was Rabbi Shela is that in this case it's Heta Arbama Klal Isser. Okay, and it's because that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Shela, that's Mutter. What do you mean? It's Shishin. It's Shishin, so what's the Chiddush? Very difficult Gemara. Rashi learns because even in Kachim, even less than Shishin. Ramban doesn't accept that. It's very, very tough. But the Rashi, by the way, is Rashi that seems to hold that Eim Ba'al Nesalach HaTchila is Midrash. Because he says that's the chiddush of Rabbi Shela that you can do lachatchila. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. So the Rabbi isn't the only one that holds. The name of Amos lachatchila is the Rashi. Yeah, Rashi also waits. It seems Rashi also waits. But anyways, let's get down to what the Ramban is. What the Ramban is using that Gemara is concerned about the Gemara because of the Balamor's problem. Balamor says that's really the mistake for Elias, right? Okay, so what does he say about that? Go ahead. Okay, what? So what is he saying here basically? What's his drift, the Machanas? What's the drift? He's saying in Kachin this, but we deduce stuff from the Balamor himself, you gotta say that. You see? We deduce stuff from the Balamor. You gotta say that. Because if you're not gonna say that, how you learn the Gemara with that? You just can't learn the Gemara. Balamor is not saying you can't learn the Gemara there. He's saying it's not precise. But otherwise, you're going to say that if you're going to say that it's a
it's two different things. Yeah, and I think what he's hearing over here is like this. See, he's showing you his pshat is different than the Balamar's pshat. Well, in what way is his pshat different than the Balamar's pshat? Okay, let's just review. According to the Balamar, this is an interesting thing that comes from this Balamar and then the Ramban. You're talking about the service of Tom Kaker. So according to the Balamar system of Tom Kaker, it's a hierarchy. Okay. You have the Gufo Shel Davar fully intact. That's the primary form of the Issa. Then you have Gufo Shel Davar without the property of the Ein Shel Davar. Okay? That's Tom Kaker. That's Tom Kaker. And the Tom is the representation of the Gufadar. The Gavadova is lacking in one aspect. It's lacking in band. And then you have a third level where it's lacking, the Guf Hadova is lacking in creating its own entity of Shir. And that's the Chomar Gavol. Where it borrows the entity of Shir from the Heter. Okay? So, according to the Balamar, you could never have Tom Kaker you can never have Hetem et Starifli Isser without Tom Kaker. Right? It's not possible. It's not right. If you're going to say that the thing doesn't even need to create, to delineate its own shear, you're certainly going to say that if the thing, is just missing one aspect, which is the Be'en quality, that it's you're going to be chayev. I mean, it's not possible. It's logically not possible. Okay, because it's a hierarchy. Okay. According to the Ramban, it's a different thing. That's what the Ramban's main point is. That they're two separate institutions, and they're not totally zebazah. You could have Hetem et Starifli Issa without Tom Kaker and vice versa. Because the Ramban has one main point. Ramban's point is you can't set up a system like the Balamar because you can't say the thing is there but it's lacking in the end. And that's his argument where he shows that the Issa is not even there. The Balamar speaks in terms of the Issa being the Muach B'Socha. But the Ramban makes a clear point that what are you going to do in the case with another one where you don't have anything of the Issa, only the Tom. Okay? So therefore the Ramban learns that Tom Kaker is not a halacha in how you relate to the Guf HaDavar Shel Issa. Okay? It's a new phenomenon. So, and the halacha of Hetem et Starifli Isser is a completely different idea. That's a halacha that relates to the Guf HaDavar. That when you have a Guf HaDavar and the Tom is intermingled with the Heter, so the whole thing becomes a Guf HaDavar. It's not a halacha in Shir. It's a halacha in extending the Guf HaDavar. Is the Hetes is Nepach Liesa. Okay, that's a separate halacha insofar as the Guf HaDavar is concerned. So that's what the Ramban points out. You can have one without the other. Okay? You can have a halacha in your delineation of the Guf HaDavar, and there can be no Tom Kaker. And you can have vice versa. You can have Tom Kaker, which is a new Isser, a new institution of Isser, a new phenomenon of Isser, and the Guf HaDavar. Nevertheless, when it comes to Guf HaDavar, you need the full Guf HaDavar. That's Ramban's argument. That Tom Ki Iker and Hetem et Starifli Isser deal in two different realms. Okay, two completely different realms. Right? So now the Ramban supports his position from the Gemara. Because he says, according to the Gemara, when you learn that Gemara, so you must say the Gemara is Lav Dafka. Why? Because since the Gemara is talking about Chatas, so the Gemara should have spoken in terms of the highest level. It's not proper, even though, it's not proper if you're talking about a thing that's on the third rung, you don't treat it as if it's on the second rung. Okay, he says it's on the third rung. But that, Larav Kodemilso, that's what it is. And it includes the second one, because it's inclusive. You see? So according to the Baal HaMor, the way the Gemara treated Chatos was not appropriate, because Chatos is more than Tom Kicker. The Gemara should have mentioned that it's more than Tom Kicker, because that's the true character of Chatos. It's more than Tom Kicker, so you don't cut it down. Okay, what's the purpose of doing that? There's no purpose in speaking about it in any other way. But according to the Ramban, Tom Ke'ikar and Hetta Mistafi Yisra are two different concepts. Completely different concepts. Okay? So that's why the Gemara talks about, and Chatas has both. It has Tom Ke'ikar and it has Hetta Mistafi Yisra. And while it's true, like the Ramban says, that the Chiddush of Chatas is both, that's vis-a-vis Chatas. That's Koa Chatas. But over here, we're not interested in that. We're interested in the halach of Tom Ke'ikar, which Chatas has. So on the contrary, if the Gemara would have said, Hetem Estach Le'isa, it would have been lo b'dich. You see what the Ramban is saying? That's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that according to Mashat, you don't have to say what the Baal HaMor is saying when it comes to Chatas. You have to understand conceptually. If you say that it's three things, A, B, C, and there's a hierarchy. So when you talk about the thing, you speak about it in its proper term. Even though you may be interested in the second level, but it's understood. The moment you say Hetem Estach Le'isa, Kuntz Abamar, you're saying Tom Kicker. So why talk about a thing in its inappropriate form? Say Hetem Estach Le'isa. We understand Tom Kicker because that's a Hainahach. It's even more. It's Chomar Gadol. Okay? So according to the Baal HaMor, the Gemara was careless in the Lashon. Okay? Ramban says no, but if you learn it's two different things, two different institutions, so then the Gemara wasn't careless. The Gemara was very precise. Because what is the inyan that you're interested in learning about? The limud is benegated Tom Ke'ikar. And Chatas has both. But what are we concerned with Akatama Hat and Stafis over there? We're concerned with the limud of Zerah B'Shela, which is the limud of Tom Ke'ikar for Kalatar Kol. You see? So he says, so since these are two separate institutions, the Gemara is bediktuk, saying Tom Kicker and not saying Hetem Estach Le'isa. So Ramban is showing that Gemara supports his position. Namely, that Hetem Estach Le'isa has nothing to do with Tom Kicker, basically. That's what he's saying. And that's why Gemara's Lashon is brought bediktuk. And if the Gemara would have said Hetem Estach Le'isa, it would have been Shelo bediktuk. Just the opposite of the Bible. You see? That's what he's saying. The Gemara over there is saying that why Ligmar Minei, you know, for Kolotar Kula, whatever it may, okay, that it should be, that basically that it should be Mutter, Tom Kicker should be Mutter. I don't know why the Gemara thinks that's the problem of it. I thought it's probably the Gemara, but you have Shisha. But the Gemara is saying you should learn out from there. So the Gemara says, no, you have Chatas. Right? And Chatas, you see, the Goli Rachmana by Chatas, that Tom Ke'ikar. Right? Yeah, but according to the Baal HaMor, you say Goli Rachmana by Chatas, that Hetem Estach Le'isa. Because that's, in fact, what Chatas is. And I understand Tom Ke'ikar. You understand? Since it's a hierarchy, you should speak about the thing the way it is. There's no reason not to talk. Don't misrepresent it. You speak about it the way it is, that it's Hetem Estach Le'isa. And I understand the line of Tom Ke'ikar, because once you have that one, you have the other one too. See, that's a logical way to talk. But but the Ramban is saying, if they're two separate divergent things, one has no sheikhas to the other, then the Gemara has to single out the entity that it's relating to in the Chatas. And that is not the Hetem Estach Le'isa, because that's not called our book. It's only relating to the halach of Tom Ke'ikar. So it's very precise. Okay? That's what the Ramban is saying. Yeah, the point of Ramban is one problem. The one problem with the Ramban is, and this is one thing that's, I mean, the Gemara is smoother according to the Ramban, but the conceptually there's one problem with the Ramban. I mean, that I find out that I was understanding. That is, that once you say that Tom Ke'ikar is a new phenomenon, then how does it get involved in creating the Chafetz? Do you know what I mean? That I don't understand.
Once
they have them start with Tom, that's very funny though. But now you're crossing. Because first it starts off with two separate things. So if they're really two qualitatively differentiated entities,
So then the tam is like a new phenomenon. Okay, you don't need the gufadar anymore. It has nothing to do with the gufadar. Nothing to do with the gufadar. It's a new institution that the Torah was marbe, that the tam is us. Tam per se. Okay, if that's the case, so that has nothing to do with the gufadar. But how could you say that the tam could be involved in recreating the cheftza? I mean, that to me seems impossible. I don't see logically that a Ramban could say that. That I don't understand it.
You haven't.
But the thing is, you see in the Ramban, when you say Hepa Nistar Fli Issa, so what do you mean by that yourself? You mean that it's a tziruf process? It's a process of tziruf? Or simply, it's a halacha, it's a gzeras akasav, that heter, under certain conditions, could be nepach Fli Issa? In other words, that a heter that exists in the presence of Isser under certain conditions could itself become Isser. Where the Isser is a predominant feature, like in the case of Gemara Salavidah, the Gemara quotes of Nazir, that the additional the Nefesh Kehuah. So Rashi says, because you need Rove, Rashi says over there, in order to have Hetter Mustafa for Isser. As is mashlam nashir, you learn mashlam nashir, but in other words, there must be the issa must have a certain predominance. That where there's a predominance of issa in this situation, so then the heter itself falls under the power of the issa, and it's this hapechlo, so to speak. Okay. You see, the heter itself becomes subordinated and loses its identity and becomes Isser. You see, it becomes Isser, it loses its identity. In the presence of Isser, the heter can't retain its identity. And if the Isser is predominant and is related to it, you see, in an integral way, that's what the Ramban says, you must have a tam gadol. An absolute tam in the case of Hetter Mustafa Isser. So without that, there's no influence of the Isser. So the Hetter can't retain in the presence of the overpowering Isser, overpowering presence of the Isser. Okay, that's the concept. Okay. What?
That's what it means by
nepa.
It's not like it's
mitzare. It's not mitzare. It's mitzare from sheer. Yeah, mitzare from practicality. It's a practical thing. Exactly. That's what it means. But it's not a tziruf process. It's not a tziruf process. It means the heter in the overwhelming presence of the isser loses its identity. Can't retain its identity, and it's nepa. It's nepa. So Ramban says. So he's saying over here by the chatos. That's in ordinary circumstances. But over here by Chatas, the Torah says, Kol Asher Yigdash, Kol Asher Yigdash. So the Torah over here has different parameters, has a different guideline. That the Chatas is so overpowering that even if it's Yigdash B'Sora, even if there's just Tom there, the Heta can't retain its identity. You follow? But that's Exeris of Kasav by Chatas. Leos Kamala, that it's overpowering in its essential nature. It doesn't need the conditions that you need ordinarily. Okay? So that's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying that it's not a tziruf process. It's a process of the heter being unable under overpowering conditions to retain its identity of heter, and it's nepach leisa. And it's nepach. It becomes subsumed under the Isser. It's included in under the Isser. So he says, so that, or you have ordinary cases, and then you have kachim. But kachim itself is an overpowering situation. So the chatas by kachim, by chatas, kol asher yiga yibsor yigdosh lios kamoa, which means that in that case, the mere transference of tam from the chatas overpowers, so to speak, the heter, and it makes it kamala, and it can't retain its identity. It's
nepach lachatas. Nepach lias. In that case, you know, that's exactly what I'm saying. Where he says, Rabbish the Malakansha af hetam estaf with tam lias. So I don't think he means it as a mechanism. He means it as the concept of hetam estaf lias. Yeah, descriptive. Yeah, descriptive. What he really means is his real lashon is nepach. That's the real phenomenon. So that's the way it's like. You can see quite clearly now what the Ramban is saying, two different things. Because one thing is a representation of the Yisr al-Yaday Tam Gadol. Then there's another concept of a Guf Adora being Nishtana. That's a totally not one thing. No Sheikhus to the other. No Sheikhus. But it's interesting, it fits in very nicely now why the Ramban requires, Ramban will not allow the hetem and star for Yisra take place unless there's the Tam Rishon of the thing. Because if there's no Tam Rishon thing, there's no influence of the Yisra. So why did the hetem lose the identity? And how's it Nepach Yisra? So that's consistent with his idea. Makes sense. It's got to be that way. It's got to be Tam Rishon. Can't be Tam Chadash. Because Tam Chadash couldn't remove the identity of the hetem. Why? So that's what simply the absence of this. If it loses identity, it's not popular. That's right. He told me that the Ramban, remember we had a deduction from the Ramban that Shishim is not derisive from this Ramban. So he told me that it's true. Ramban does all it's not derisive.